Them out Wednesday.
Oh man, fun bags galore.
Wow, 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 wow. The Opie and Anthony Show.
I love that.
Yet a new diddle day. Yada daddle. Yada dee.
Now, Chris, man, when are you
going to... Snarlinsy, snarlinsy. I was being offensive. Yada doodle dee. Gobbledygoo.
Chris, man, you really got to get another job because we're sick of having you on our show here.
Yada daddle, please hire me.
No.
Somebody hire me, the Grease Man, for a radio show.
Well, I hear that you're looking at a job for Crayola. With Crayola, I should
say. Well, actually, the Grease Man is coming out with his own line of crayons. Racially insensitive crayons. I looked in the paper this morning. I saw, the Grease Man saw, that Crayola is removing Indian Red.
Yes.
From their box of crayons.
Because it's not politically correct and they don't want to tick off any people.
Insensitive to the Indians.
That's right.
As we like to call them, the cowboy killers. I remember as a cowboy slinging lead against the Indians, their arrows whooshing over my head. The Redskin. But yes, very, very upset about Indian Red in the crayon box.
Yeah.
So Crayola pulled it.
Well, they're going to continue making the color. They want people to come up with a new name for that color.
Yeah. Let's see. How about Kemosabe? Yeah. Yada doodle. Snarling, bone dry, yeah.
You're just not politically correct, Grease Man.
Well, I'm hoping to get some money with my new crayon line.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, Greaseola crayons.
Greaseola crayons.
Greaseola crayons, yeah.
Could you
it's a sharpener on the side, makes the crayons as pointy as my head. Yaddle daddle, bone dry, yeah.
Now, can you name some of the crayons that you will be offering?
Well, let's say a young child... A little young waif wants to draw the sun.
Wow, that's nice.
Nice bright sun.
Sure.
Little picture in his kindergarten class. You know what color he'd use?
Huh.
In the Greaseola crayon set?
What?
Chink yellow. Yaddle daddle. Just a big circle. You can get color in with some chink yellow. Yaddle daddle. And of course, you can't complete the scene without maybe some flowers basking in the heat of that chink yellow sun.
Well, that would be nice, sure.
Right, so you draw some tulips.
Okay.
And of course, you use homo pink. Homo pink, a shade of pink loved by bone smugglers everywhere. Yaddle diddle, doodle die. How about Polish purple?
Ah, Polish purple sounds neat.
Polish purple.
Why Polish purple, though?
Well, look, it's green. Yiddle diddle die. The crazy Polacks can't get the colors right there. Oh, my. Mick green.
Mick green,
yes,
okay.
The color of the shamrocks.
That's right.
Mick green, yeah, Mick green. Bone dry, yeah. Yaddle daddle.
Wow.
And, of course, wetback brown.
Of course.
And then, of course, I have the special Italian crayon there.
And what's that?
Look, it's a grease pencil. Greasy little Dago pencil. Yada deedle doodle die. Bone dry.
Very nice.
Oops, I'm being removed from my seat.
Hey.
By CBS Brass. Yeah. Oh, it's happening again, Dad. Whoa.
They're yanking him out of the studio again.
Oh, look at that. CBS boss has dragged him out again. He's going to go back on his apology tour.
Greaseola crayons.
Greaseola crayons. Boy.
That's kind of cute, huh?
A little insensitive there.
Big time. All right.
There's an oldie but goodie. Oh, who's the cackling twat in the background? Jesus Christ. Made me need some heroin.
Proves how old that bit is, I guess.
Certainly does. Jesus.
That's a very, very old bit.
How much you want for laughing in the back of that bit?
Right. Well,
I'm bitter, okay.
Welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show. That one was for Washington. I thought we'd start the show off with something that Washington can relate to.
Washington, Washington. A city that enjoyed the Grease Man for many years. Water doodle. Till I said, no wonder they dragged him behind trucks. Oh, waddle doodle, there goes my career out the window.
All right, a couple phone numbers. In the New York area, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, including Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
866-277-4WOW. That number once again, 866-277-4WOW. We got a real busy show today.
Yes.
We got Dennis Leary calling in.
Uh-huh.
We have Triple H stopping by in about a half hour to talk about WrestleMania.
Right.
And maybe he'll talk about the taping of SmackDown last night.
Well,
the internet is on fire.
I saw the pictures. I saw one picture, a little grainy. Hopefully someone has a clearer shot of Stephanie McMahon's boob completely out.
Of her leather dress.
Of her dress. It popped completely out. You see her whole breast.
We were just talking about this on the show yesterday, that Stephanie McMahon has shown a lot of body parts. And yeah. They taped SmackDown last night, I think in Cleveland, right? And the internet went crazy because Triple H was giving her the pedigree on the broadcast table.
Uh-huh.
And she was in position. Next thing you know, the whole boob popped out.
Right.
That just lovely breast implant out. Just flew out.
Her brand new big...
Now, it's something you're not going to see on the SmackDown broadcast tomorrow.
No.
But people were there with their cameras, and they already have shots on the internet.
Oh, they will not show that.
Well,
hell no.
Maybe they'll cube it out or something.
Yeah.
So maybe we could talk to Triple H about how he feels,
you know,
about his woman in real life.
That's his chick. That's really his chick, and he's showing everybody her cans and her ass. He's, like, pulling her pants up. And we saw her ass in that shot.
Yeah.
Very nice Stephanie McMahon Helmsley ass.
And now her boob last night on SmackDown.
Yes.
So Triple H is coming in here in 20 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
We got him for at least an hour. Then he's going to go over to Conan O'Brien and tape that.
Is that what he's doing?
I believe he's going to be on tonight's Conan O'Brien.
Conan.
And we're looking for ladies to come down because last time we had Triple H on the radio, he spanked Peaches nice.
And, kind of raised some blood vessels on her butt. That was nice.
So, if you're a lady and you're in the area, come on by and we'll invite you down so Triple H can spank you.
Right!
I hope he's still allowed to do that.
I would think so. He seems to do what the hell he wants, you know?
He's dating the boss's daughter, though, Ant.
Yeah, but he was at the time also, wasn't he?
Are we going to make believe we don't know that when he comes in?
Like we got to play it off? Like the storyline? No.
He's a freak of nature.
No.
I mean, we've had all the guys in here.
Yeah.
Triple H is ridiculous how big he is.
He's really huge.
I don't know if TV does it justice because he's next to all the other big guys, but he pretty much takes up that whole door.
That whole doorway. Very big guy. But not the scariest as far as having in here. Bubba Ray Dudley is...
By far the scariest.
The scariest to have in here.
Well, Triple H, you know, I mean, you can see the smile when he sits down. Bubba Ray, the first
time we
met him, we were scared.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. We can admit that.
But, like, Triple H knows I better not hit anybody. It's not in my best interest. Bubba Ray Dudley doesn't seem to care. Like, he will punch someone in the face and probably...
He cares enough to make sure you hit him first, though.
Yeah, but you know something? That old gag don't work anyway.
A lot of celebrities need that as they're out, though.
Yeah, but you know something? You get sued anyway. You know what it is? I predict this for Bubba Ray Dudley. He eventually will hit somebody so hard it will either kill them or paralyze them, and he will be destitute because he will have to give all of his money away to some clown that he clocked at a bar or something.
That's our pal.
I know. I feel I should tell him this, but I'm afraid he might hit me.
He probably would.
The guy's insane. let's not try to fool anyone here. The guy's crazy.
So stick around for Triple H. That's always a lot of fun when he stops by or calls the show. So, all right?
Yes.
Old Jimmy Norton in the studio today as well.
Jimmy's back.
Stephen Lynch stopping by.
Very good.
He's got a brand new song, Anthony.
One a year he puts out, I hear. So it'll be good to hear this annual song from Stephen Lynch.
It's always good. He's never failed to impress.
Never disappoints.
Oh, no, he had that one song about bowling.
You didn't like the bowling one?
We openly told him. We were like, eh. I don't know. In retrospect, I kind of like the bowling one in that it's quirky. His songs are quirky.
We have never replayed it, Anthony, on our show.
All right. I got to okay. agree with you then. Yes, the bowling thing. I don't
and
know what he was thinking.
You know how we like to play bits into the ground over and over again.
Let's see. Transvestites, grandfather's dying, killing animals, retard Olympics.
If I were gay.
If I were gay. And
NBA.
Then, and then bowling. Yeah, I guess it doesn't quite fit.
But his batting average is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Out of all the songs he's given us, and it's got to be a couple dozen at this point.
Yeah.
Only one we haven't replayed.
The bowling song. We might have to pull that out now and play it and listen again and maybe...
I don't even think we put it on CD. Where's Rick? Because now I need to hear the bowling
now
song.
Now I kind of want to hear the bowling song.
See how stupid this show is and how it works?
We talk about it, and now I kind of want to hear it.
Here's a song we would never replay, but now that we're talking about it, we got to play it.
Now I kind of want to hear the
kinda
bowling song
hear it, right?
Stephen Lynch.
He's given us 24 songs, and that's the only one. Where's Rick? Rick's not around. All right, we'll
we'll see if we can find the bowling song.
No, because we made a special Stephen Lynch CD.
Yeah.
All the appearances on our show and all the songs, and I know that one's not on there.
It's not on there?
No.
Jesus.
So, and Louis Black stopping by, it looks like.
Yes.
And
Louis.
And we almost didn't have a show today because we couldn't show prep in the back office. And we would have made something up anyway, but... But the circuit breaker keeps going out on us.
Oh, yeah.
Rick's in here. What, Rick?
No. There's no bowling song.
No, come on. You got to find it.
You didn't find it?
You know me with the OCD thing. Now I'm going to think bowling song all day long.
I know there's a bowling song.
That song sucks so bad, I think I stopped the tape when he...
No, it's got to be the bowling.
We have it somewhere.
Somewhere. I'm not going to look for it.
I know it's not on any of those CDs.
It's got to be at least a year and a half ago.
Yeah. So it's got to be just on a DAT?
Yeah.
That ain't good.
I'll take a look.
Is there any reason you're wearing 30 pens around your neck?
Because I'm a total dork.
What is that?
It really bugs me.
Because as soon as I put one down, people steal it. So I got to wrap them around my neck.
That's a great thing to do.
All right, you know
person.
What? And you know what we'll do?
Yeah.
He's coming by.
We'll have him perform
we'll
the bowling song live.
The bowling
God
song
damn.
Live.
All right.
Which is even more uncomfortable because he knows we don't like it.
And when he finishes, we'll just sit here all quiet. You want to play it off like we really liked it and want to hear it again?
Dude, he listens to us every day.
Yeah, I know. Well,
he's
hoping
on
maybe he's in
he's
the subway or something.
No, he's on to us now.
God damn it.
Just imagine, you know, that when he plays the new one, how good it's going to sound, though.
Yeah.
Because he starts with the low expectation song.
Exactly.
And gives us the new song, and the new song is going to now really rock.
And then before you know it, you're like, wow, that's a great tune.
Right.
Compared to... The bowling song.
Listen to the reaction we get from him when we ask him to perform the bowling song.
He's going
to
be like, shut up, guys. I know what you're talking about.
No, I was talking about how we lost the circuit breaker.
Yeah. This
office,
has been happening a lot.
Our office is days away from burning up.
Yeah. 3 days away. We're having trouble with the circuit breaker.
We finally threw the fan out that was about to go in flames. Because
that thing was ridiculous.
Because, I don't know, the people that share the office with Ant and I have decided that, you know, we need a fan going 24/7 for months at a time.
Well,
the thing has so much dust and dirt and crap on it that it barely goes around anymore, but they insist on keeping it on.
Mm-hmm. This, the fan was ridiculous.
We finally threw that out today, and Stinky's like, but we're going to be sorry when it gets hot out. I'm like, we'll get another one. That's a month and a half away.
Get an air conditioner.
Yeah, maybe we'll upgrade and get a nice AC unit for the office.
Whatever.
I think we can afford an AC unit at this point in our careers.
Yeah.
So we got rid of the fan. But now what's the problem? Is it the Snapple fridge?
Here it is. Here's the problem.
Because I'm thinking, what have we added to the office that is effing up all our circuit breakers?
All of us have computers at our desks.
We have 5 computers in our office.
There are 5 computers.
We went over this one time before, right?
Yeah,
all the crap we have?
In our office. And then we got a small refrigerator.
Dude, hold on.
Yeah?
Hold on. Help me out here.
Uh-huh.
Just list all the stuff we have in our office.
Okay.
We only have, like, 4 plugs.
I was going to talk about...
This is the key to the story.
The thing is, though, we got the 5 computers... But we also have 2 television sets.
Right.
2 VCRs.
Right.
Cable box running, you know, the TVs.
The Xbox.
The Xbox.
When someone's not stealing that.
System.
We've had three Xboxes stolen from our office, by the way.
Stolen.
My sound system.
Not stolen.
They're stolen because they're not there anymore.
It was taken.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Go find the bowling song. Jesus.
And the sound, my speakers for my computer is plugged in separately, too, because I got this huge subwoofer and I need, you know,
dude,
primo sound.
Your
so
computer
that's
is ridiculous at this point.
You my turn, monitor
you
is
turn it on,
screen
and the lights down the hall start flickering.
I got a huge monitor.
What the hell do you got going on in the back office?
I think gaming.
I think you're landing planes at this point.
Gaming.
From your desk.
Then we decided we needed a place to put the beer. So we got a refrigerator, one of those small 2-foot by 2-foot refrigerators, which quickly we realized we needed another 2-foot by 2-foot fridge.
You're effing up the story.
For food.
You're effing up the story.
What?
The first fridge officially was for food.
Right, but we all knew.
But then the beer took over our food fridge.
Uh-huh.
Which no one really had a problem with, but then a lot of people bringing stuff in that needs to be refrigerated. So we're like, we have
who was bringing stuff in that needed to be refrigerated?
Not all of us.
As far as food goes.
Oh, mostly me.
Just Opie.
No, Rick and other people, the yogurt.
Was
and
Rick
stuff.
Bringing stuff?
Oh yeah. Shut up, Ben. Whatever, Ben. Ooh, call me a fag because I bring stuff that needs to be refrigerated.
It's just that one fridge.
Why are you singling me out?
Because all I'm saying is one of those refrigerators dedicated to just one, or even if it's Rick bringing a yogurt, just one person's food is a ridiculous waste of refrigeration space.
Right, okay.
So that quickly turned into the second beer fridge.
Right.
And then Opie would get very angry sometimes when he would see something he put in there as far as a food product on top of the refrigerator because someone had taken it out to make room for
more
beer.
More beer. So I would have to sacrifice, you know, mid-show snacks and lunch, whatever. Call me a puss. But the point I'm making, it is ridiculous because there was so much beer stuffed into the refrigerator already.
Yeah.
Why would you have to take all the food out, put it on top of the refrigerator to put more beer in?
When
there was plenty of beer for the show.
To start it cooling up because the beer in the one fridge is going to be gone so fast that we already need a head start on new cold beer.
We solved that problem by getting another refrigerator.
Right.
Now we have two refrigerators dedicated to Sam Adams beer.
And believe me, the breaker we have for this office is not some, you know, huge amperage breaker. Very, very low amps, and it trips a lot.
So now what I suggest here is that we get rid of one of the refrigerators because the whole food thing is still a problem.
Uh-huh.
There's still no place to put food.
Right.
And now we have two refrigerators packed with beer.
Right.
So I think we need to get rid of one of our refrigerators.
Well, this is what we were working on. You forgot this also. Another important refrigeration device that is inside. That has been the focus of a lot of controversy the past couple of days since the break has been tripping. This is the frozen Jägermeister machine. Behind the door is if you've ever been to a lot of bars, you can get shots of chilled Jägermeister. It's a device. It has three bottles of Jäger you put in the top. And a little tap sticking out the front, and it comes out like 0 degrees. Icy cold shots of Jaeger. So people are starting to ask, hey, should we unplug the Jaeger machine? We barely use it. This is a device that it doesn't matter how often you use it. When you do use it, it needs to be on and cold. I know that there are weekends. Steve Seal backed me up on this. Just last weekend, we were pouring out the shots of icy Jaeger.
Don't you dare unplug that
No,
thing.
And I said, no, we need the ice Jaeger machine plugged in.
Why do you guys hang out in the office on weekends?
It's fun, man. It's just the guys hanging out drinking and we talk. And
there's a frozen Jaeger machine.
There's frozen Jaeger and beers in there. It's like a bar.
Right.
Even the old English 800 neon light gives a great feel to the place.
You know how
there's
much
porno on the computers.
You know how much electricity that freaking old English 800
Oh, I know. That's another one.
Up?
Yeah, we have a full huge old English 800 neon light. That hasn't been unplugged.
Man, when we start our day and just flick the lights for our office, you could just see the meter going.
Oh, it looks like someone's getting it up on C block.
Right.
You know? We lost another one.
All right, so then we got the Jägermeister chilling machine.
Yeah. Now, the latest addition to the office, and this is what put it over the top,
is our latest sponsor.
The fine, fine folks from Snapple Beverages, the wonderful Snapple family of beverages.
That's right, people. Snapple advertising with the Opie and Anthony.
Snapple, our new bestest friends.
We're going to be bringing them back from the dead.
They have brought a huge refrigerator that you would see in a small to mid-sized deli, maybe. You get these little fridges that you can go into and grab a icy cold Snapple.
I don't know. That looks like about almost 4 feet high.
Yeah, yeah. It you'd see it on a counter somewhere, maybe. You know, a big, pretty big fridge. Now, that thing's stuffed with Snapple and, if I may say, some extra beer that couldn't fit in the other two refrigerators.
Now,
we are horrid.
Now, the beer problem is making its way to the Snapple fridge.
Ben, how much do we love our beer back there?
We
love our beer.
The beer in our office is like a disease.
It really is. And the beer that we can't fit in the fridge is in the case box, is still stacked up waiting to be put in the fridge. But this finally put it over the top, where now we're sitting there. At any minute, we hear... and the office goes dark. It's just, we're sitting there, all of a sudden,
you power, hear it.
Power down.
It's power down. Three times this week. It happened Monday morning, then it happened last night.
It happened last night, and get this, I was, and people that play the game know, I play EverQuest like I'm addicted to crack with the game, and if I engage in battle online, and the power goes out, I don't see anything on the monitor. I can't put any input. Everything's dark. But somewhere in virtual land, my EverQuest character is getting the crap beat out of him. And if I die, you know you lose a level.
And you
or you lose some experience.
And you can't stop it.
And there's no stopping it. So I had just logged on when... I'm like... Thank God I wasn't in mid-battle. But all the computers go out. And Mary's working on something. And if you don't save your work... We're gone. And it just happened earlier. Rick was editing the fine interview we did with Rick James. Putting the beeps in, which, you know, that's a job in itself. Editing out some a few things. Whatever, just tightening it up, as they say.
Getting it ready for best of.
He had just hit save and closed it.
It was...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it took him about 2.5 hours today.
2.5 hours of editing, and he had just saved it. So he was safe. Power down. I would have loved to have seen that crazy Puerto Rican put his foot through that computer screen if he didn't save his work. I would have paid to see that. But now we have a problem, and we don't know what to do about it. We're not unplugging the Jaeger machine.
Can't unplug the Snapple machine.
Here's what we did. We got rid of, I believe, one of the 2-foot by 2-foot refrigerators.
Right.
So we had to reallocate our beer supply.
A lot of people wanted the Jägermeister machine to go in.
No, we cannot get rid of that.
How about we put the Jägermeister machine by the pinball machine?
No, because just like the pinball machine, we don't have a Jäger guy that's going to come in and fix that goddamn thing. And the drunks that work here, I don't mind taking care of our own drunks, but I don't want to supply the drunks like from Ron and Fez's show.
The other part of
it. Wake up and see goddamn Billy Staples dead underneath it with his mouth open. You know that'll happen.
The other part of this story that's kind of funny, you guys got to understand how ridiculous our office is. I mean, we have five people that hang out in there full time, and then we got the hanger-ons. As far as our office life goes, you know, like Steve from Foundry Music, Earl comes in, all our interns.
The people that don't use the office like we use it, and Ben and Stinky and everybody, but they are in there a lot because
the office is only like 15 by 15 tops.
It's not a big office.
And there's so much beer in there, it's ridiculous.
Plenty of beer.
Well, the big boss decided to make a surprise visit to the WNEW studios the other day.
Don't even sugarcoat it. Mel came here. That's what it was.
And
he came here.
I guess Ken heard that Mel was on his way up and came running into the office in a state of panic or something. I wasn't here for this.
I wasn't either.
All I know is I got to work and I didn't see one beer bottle.
Here's what Ken had to say. And you know something? You would never think your boss would have to say, hide the booze. Hide the booze. All I kept thinking is Mel walking in there and that scene from Animal House when Dean Wormer walked into Delta House.
And you hear the clinks of all the
clink,
bottles.
Clink, clink, clink. Well, well, looks like somebody forgot there's a rule against alcoholic beverages in fraternities on probation. Really, Dean Wormer?
Clink, 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 clink.
So did Ken come in a panic?
What a tool. Ken came in and he was like, hide everything, clean this place up. Mel's going to be here in a couple minutes. So we just hid everything. I mean, we cleaned that office. It was pretty nice.
And you had to open the door all the way to hide the Jaeger machine behind the door.
Yeah, because we couldn't move that. And then they draped something over our porno collection that's more amazing than all the videos in Blockbuster.
Oh, please. You go into... I defy you. Walking into the sleaziest porno store you can find, and you tell me it's a better collection of smut and awful, awful pornography than we have in our office.
We have hundreds of tapes.
Ain't gonna happen. My desk alone is pretty hysterical. I walked in after... I heard he had made a visit, and I looked at my desk and just went, oh, Jesus Christ, I hope he doesn't think it's my desk. There's a bottle of whiskey opened, half full, sitting on my desk. Underneath, there's bottles of Captain Morgan. I'll count them down. Captain Morgan, Sky Vodka, Absolute Vodka. I got some other kind of vodka, lemon-flavored stuff. Jack Daniels. I got some champagne. There's an entire liquor collection around my desk.
Frenchie's Chimay that he brought by.
Frenchie's Chimay. And on top of my desk, in plain view, is an application for a pistol permit, which is just laying out with various video games like Half-Life and Medal of Honor and other shoot-em-ups.
Not counting the Barbie doll that you have giving blank to the cripple.
Barbie doll? Are you insane? I have my R. Lee Ermey Sergeant.
Oh, that's what it was.
Right. My Sergeant R. Lee Ermey doll sitting on my monitor. He is in a threesome. He is using his digits on one of the Olsen twin dolls as her head is in the doll's lap. And with the other hand, he is doing some digits with the other Olsen twin doll that is doing the Y pose with the feet just sticking in the air. And the one-legged cripple Barbie in the wheelchair is watching, toying with herself.
Classic.
That is on top of my... And that's just part of what is my desk. But all I'm thinking is, so he's got to walk in and see this display.
You don't think he knows that you're both alcoholic pigs? That's the news?
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys. You guys got to break down and get a full-size fridge, man.
Yeah, you know, we might be to that point where we need a full-size. I need the Ozzy Osbourne refrigerator. You see?
Well, the problem is you got three compressors kicking at various times.
And if they kick in at the same time, we're screwed.
But the problem is we'll never solve the problem.
But
no matter
how
big of a fridge we get, it'll never be big enough because then
that's
it's like,
not true,
the 16 cases that just arrived from Sam Adams, why don't we refrigerate all of them?
Well, you can start taking kegs in the fridge.
And then, a couple cases will be missing and it's going to feel like it's an empty fridge. So you're going to be...
That's true.
We're going to be sending out interns to, cover the spaces.
You're right.
But then you can just put the Jaeger in the freezer.
Right. All right, Mike.
Hey, have a good one, man.
Thank you.
Great.
All right, we better take a break. So there's no solution.
There's got to be a solution somewhere. Did we unplug the second fridge now? Since it, I think what we did today, because we unplugged one fridge, and it's still tripped today. So we unplugged the second fridge, Stinky. Did we?
Yes.
So both fridges are down. Jaeger machine's still online.
Wait, my mid-show yogurt's in there.
Put it in the Snapple fridge.
I put it in the Snapple fridge.
That's why Stinky.
You're what?
Mid-show.
Oh,
yogurt.
Sorry. I eat yogurt, Jim.
Just that it has a little name for it.
A little.
This is not the before-show yogurt. This is the mid-show yogurt. It goes with the after-show sippy drink. Those go on one shelf. And the before-show yogurt and the after-show mule go on another shelf.
Right. You know what? I am gonna make an executive decision right here. It has nothing to do with the Jaeger machine.
Okay.
Stinky, go to the back office. And click off the old English 800 neon light.
Oh.
I do believe that is a high voltage unit that could really be sapping some power.
That gave our office a little character.
I know it did, but we gotta we all have to pitch in and conserve.
Right.
Someday when they replace the breaker, we can bring it all back. We'll have a goddamn carousel in the middle of the floor. For God's sake, a snow cone and cotton candy machines. But for right now, click off the old English 800 light.
You know what we have to do?
What?
We've been too nice to Ken Stevens.
Take his office?
Well, it's in our contract that we get our own studio, first of all, and we've kind of blown that off for now.
Uh-huh.
Because we're not that pompous. But the other thing is we want that wall removed, and we want to take over Earl's area.
That's what we wanted to do. That Earl has his,
more circuit breakers.
It's Earl and what? The intern's cubicle?
John Rossi. John Rossi, who's cool, so he could just be part of the environment. Who cares?
Oh, like he'll get a desk in there or something?
Who cares?
Yeah. And then, before you know it, we're saying we got to break down the other wall into Jeremy's
office. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not going to have use for it too much longer.
Nah. He could bunk with Ken.
That's right.
He could bunk with Ken over in Ken's office.
Get some of your friends and maybe their own desk.
And then we could put one of those hotel doors that there's a door on each in each room
mm-hmm.
to go in between our office and Ron and Fez's office.
I like
so
that.
So for party nights, Friday night party nights,
we open the doors.
We open the doors and have a big party thing going on. Like you know that. They do that? They have Friday night lights out parties in this place now?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the day they turned the power off in here and there was a huge party, we came walking, stumbling in after a movie, and it's like the lights are all out. And they're having a party. So I'm like, this is cool, because there's a blackout. Now they just flip all the lights off, and there's sex and drinking going on in everyone's office.
Dude, Ron and Fez have the hot girls, man. They are really unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on.
I know. They treat them nice.
Yeah.
It's also the hours.
We torture our
women. We ought to try that one of these days.
That's true. They don't throw dead animals on their girls.
They do treat them, like, really nice and stuff.
If they had the 55-gallon drum challenge, they would be putting, like, feathers in there and single roses.
And syrup.
And they would spray nice little perfume in there.
Hey, Fezzy, tickle the girl under the chin there, Fezzy. Yeah, tickle her under the chin with the feather. That might be another thing. Let me say two words. I won't say who, what, where. Fag hags.
Yeah.
You know? I'm thinking they don't feel threatened, maybe, by somebody.
Ronnie's not a fag.
Oh, please, stop it.
Ron's a fag?
Absolutely. Fez is the man in that relationship.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Teasing, of course. But yeah, I think it's the, you know, they don't feel threatened, the girls. They feel they could come in,
this guy's gonna,
hang out.
He's going to kill us.
And yeah, there he is.
You're not going to kill us, are you?
No, but I'm just coming in.
All right, cool.
Nope. Triple H. See, I ain't waiting.
Why don't we take a break and we'll talk to Triple H, all right?
Hell yeah.
We'll talk about WrestleMania and all sorts of fun things.
And Stephanie.
And Steph.
Jesus Christ,
look
man.
At the smile on his face. Yeah.
You're like, I don't know if you're her husband, boyfriend, or pimp at this point.
Jeez, man. And we got girls coming down that you can spank like last time. Is that good? All right. Triple H next.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It's like listening to Corky and Karen Quinlan.
Opie and Anthony.
I'd rather hear my penis in a vice than listen to those two.
The Opie and Anthony Show. The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW. Yeah.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show.
Boy,
we got to get right to it. In studio, Triple H, Anthony.
Triple H.
Gentlemen, of course. What's up?
How you doing? How you been? Good?
I'm good.
Yeah.
You?
Very well, Triple H.
You guys are smoking on here, actually.
Having fun, yeah. Effing off. No. You, though, I got to get right into it. The stuff that's going on with you and your lovely wife, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Hysterical.
It's been good. It's been a lot of fun.
And the pictures that are making their way around the internet. I swear to God, there are people that if they were around, they would have gotten every shot of Kennedy's brains splattering all over the limo. You need these people around when something important happens because if Stephanie's ass crack pops out for a second, there's 1,000 pictures of it on the net.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Not a thing goes by now that doesn't get a picture somewhere that doesn't make it on the internet.
Have you seen what happened last night? Have you seen any pictures of those?
It's
all over the internet.
Which one? From SmackDown taping?
Yes, her boob popped
Have
out.
You seen these pictures yet?
No, I've not
Would
seen
Would you like
them
to
yet.
See them?
Let me be the first to show you.
Hold on, I want to see
Hunter, come over here. Let me show you Stephanie's boobs. Look, that's where it popped out. And it just goes down. See, that's full-fledged Stephanie boobage coming out.
There you go.
As you're gearing up for the pedigree there.
I guess that's something we will not be seeing on SmackDown on Thursday.
Turn
that around, Ant.
Are they going to edit that out? What do you mean turn it around, Opie? Have some class. Punch it up on your own computer.
You guys think you should have it enlarged to full screen size like that?
Well, that's we're working on it right now. We're having it enhanced and blown up. And
yeah, that's amazing clarity.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for a shot like that.
That one, and then the other day, of course, her ass was all over the internet because you decided you were going to pull her into the ring by the back of her pants. And for some reason, when did she stop wearing panties?
But she had them on. I had those in my hand, too.
Oh, yeah. You did?
Yeah.
Because I swear I could not see anything that even resembled a pant.
They were in my hand, too, and when I picked up. And I didn't realize she had quite as much exposure as she had.
Oh, really?
Lifting her up, and then I heard the crowd react to it. And I was, you know,
what the hell does she say to you when you you guys go in the back? And
the crack one, she didn't mind so much. I don't think. I think the top exposure, the boob out yesterday, was a little bit much. You know.
Nobody likes to give you some hell for
have that happen. No, it wasn't my fault necessarily. I just assumed she was taped in there. You know.
Yeah.
And, went at it and got a little more exposure than we planned on.
Right.
But
is that what she does sometimes, a little double-sided tape there to hold it?
The girls will use the top stick or double-sided tape or something like that to hold that stuff in there. But the funny thing is how much reaction that gets. Like a couple of years ago on TV, I don't remember who it was, one of us were in a match, and one of us pinned Rocky, and when I pulled his leg up, his nuts came out of the trunk.
Yeah.
And nobody even noticed. It never made the air. It didn't go on the internet. Nobody talked about it. I remember going to the bag, dude, you're nuts. And nobody even said anything about it.
People's sack.
Yeah.
Knowing Triple H like we do a little bit, I bet you did that on purpose.
Yeah. You've heard the story about, I told on Conan O'Brien about Al Snow, right?
Oh, yeah.
From Tough Enough. I went to give him a suplex, and when I pulled him up, my hand hooked in his trunks, and I had him up in the air for a good probably 5 or 10 seconds, and I'm hearing people, the whole crowd's laughing, and I'm like, what the hell? They should be, thinking this is impressive, not funny, you know? I'm holding this guy up there, and the referee came around front and went, oh, like that, you know? And I looked up, and, right next to my head is just... whole package was hanging down.
Man,
so I just said that and suplexed him, and we just all started laughing so hard. It was hilarious. It looked like a grub worm was trying to burrow out of a fur coat.
Oh, God. what kind of flack you get from what's his take on this when Stephanie's ass crack shows, or her boob pops out.
It's his daughter. I think Vince's take is burn the footage. Immediately.
I don't know about that, because there was a taping where Vince was staring at Stephanie's cleavage.
That clip was great.
A little too long.
They were in the back and discussing something about. I think it was when they were coming out and announcing it was a wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he looked right down her shirt.
It's a daddy's little girl.
Come on, daddy's little girl. God, she's come so far since she was that little girl chained to the boiler.
Right.
On her first appearance there when The Undertaker was trying to have his way with her.
She was innocent, Stephanie, and then she got with Corruptible Hunter.
That's what happened.
I ruined her.
It makes for a great storyline, though, man. It's really funny.
I'm sure she's listening right now, just mortified that we're talking about breasts for 10 minutes.
No, we do that when she calls us.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
She knows this show all too well. Yeah.
She told me today, she said, first thing they're going to do is talk about my boobs.
Yeah, you're right, Stephanie.
Well, when you pretty much put an exclamation point on both of them, she, they look great.
And you could clearly see the exclamation points, too.
Indeed. Yes.
Take your bra off and take it off now.
Did she discuss any of the surgery with you before she had it?
Just that she was going to do it.
Yeah, and that was it? And where did you go? Ooh, okay.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got nothing and you want something, go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's working out for her.
The more, the merrier.
Sure, why not?
Right.
We got to ask you about the NWO there.
What about him?
With the Hulkster.
Well,
brother.
Brother.
I'll
tell you something, dude.
We understand the NWO getting a lot of heat and stuff, and it's working for the WWF, but and I, we just don't feel the Hulk.
Well, I mean, you know, it's
the
working.
It's
working
the leg
right
drop.
Now.
Yeah,
it's the leg drop thing.
It's the Babe Ruth. You know what I mean? He's Babe Ruth to come back and play one more season of Major League Baseball. We just hope he doesn't get hit by a pitch in the first inning and shatter, break up into dust particles and blow away.
What did you think when you first hear it? It's like, okay, here's the deal. We're bringing NWL. Hulk Hogan back to the WWF. What did you think?
You know, on one hand, it's great because he's a legend in the business. So mm-hmm. It's like saying, you know, if Babe Ruth was alive, Babe Ruth is going to come play on your team next year.
Yeah, but it's the Babe Ruth with the throat cancer. And
You know, he's going to play for a season and you go, great, that's cool. And then, you know, a few minutes after he's there, you realize, oh, it's 90-year-old Babe Ruth. Not the Babe Ruth I remembered, you know. And I don't think that's necessarily happened quite yet with Hogan, but
yeah.
I mean, you know, I think he's realistic about it too. There's only so much
more
maybe
do.
That you can get out of a guy. You know, he's in the twilight of his career, and he's doing the Babe Ruth run, and that's great. He's a great guy, and he loves this business, and he works real hard at it. So it's, you know, it's hard for me to lambaste him too hard. But I mean,
well, some of the signs that are popping up are pretty funny. Hulk.
There was one in the crowd last night, and it said. Hogan 316, and then it had a little flip up thing that said years old. It was classic.
were there any people?
And he was hot too. I saw him in the back. He was like, I'm not a day over 310.
were there any old grudges from anybody that was still with WWF and him? I know there was.
No, most of the guys from his heyday can't remember that time.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Did I just say that? Oh my God.
I should have been taking my ginkgo biloba because who are you?
Let me tell you something, brother.
That's a good question, though, because when these WCW guys come out, I'm wondering, you know, what kind of bad blood you guys got with the... You know,
it's a weird thing because
some nasty bad mouthing going back and forth.
Yeah, and when you're working against each other, but it's a funny thing when all of a sudden that guy's on your team now and mm-hmm. You can make money against him. You know, like when you're looking at it, going, you know. He's a pretty big name, and if I was on the other side of the ring from him, we could sell out some major arenas.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's easy to put aside your differences to,
right.
You know.
The Ric Flair stuff's just great.
Yeah, that's good.
Flair's classic, you know. Yeah. I mean, and again,
he's another one who's no kid.
Yeah, sure. You know, he's not a kid, but at the same time, he's not going out there and wrestling every night. He's had, mm-hmm. He had the match with Vince, which was great. I think mm-hmm. much better than people expected.
Maybe. Oh, the blood factor in that match was fantastic.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, as long as these guys are seen in limited doses, I don't think Hogan's looking to come back and being a guy that's wrestling on the show every Monday and every Thursday or whatever and having matches with everybody on the card. He's looking to come in make big events now and then, pay-per-views and things, I think, same as Flair's, and be characters within the story, but wrestle on a limited basis and be the Babe Ruth, but come out every now and then in the ninth inning and crack a homer, you know?
Yeah.
What's Goldberg's problem?
There's like a list, isn't there, I guess?
Yeah, but what is his problem, man? He has so much heat with the WCW, you would think he would enjoy the spotlight. I hear it's about money and that he has a really good contract. And
From what I hear is I don't think that Bill was ever like a huge fan of the business. And I don't think that, you know, like for me, I was a fan growing up and it's what I wanted to do. And if, you know, if I won $100 million in lottery tomorrow, I'd still do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd probably be a lot harder to get along with, but I'd still do it, you know. I don't think that he would, you know what I mean? I think for him it's, you know, he's got some money right now still being paid off from his old contract. He's going to sit back and make that. And I don't know, you know, if he comes back to wrestling, it'll be because he wants some more money. And that's probably the only reason. I don't think he has any passion for the business, and I don't think it really matters to him.
Right.
Yeah, the guy was there. He was making a lot of money, made a big name for himself. But didn't he want to be into football or something like that?
Well, he was a football player.
Yeah,
it didn't work out for him. And then he got into wrestling. And they moved him along super fast. But he was limited ability. I don't think it's telling stories about him to say that, you know, he just had 2-3-minute matches with guys on mm-hmm. TV and just squashed him. And that's not really what we do. And anytime he had to have a longer match with somebody, it was questionable. So... You know, how much money he could make in the long term if he actually had to be paid by putting people in seats.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would make any money, you know. Mm. That would need to be seen.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be seeing him anytime.
I don't think so. But, you know, again, he's still a big name. So if the opportunity came that he wanted to come in, I'm sure there would probably be some interest there if he played his cards right and, you know, wasn't looking for the moon, that they would be willing to take a chance with
just
it.
Just hire Vin Diesel and say it's him.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Could do that. Kind of looks like him.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Triple H here. Adam, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
We got Triple H, man.
Oh, Triple H, you're a god. One quick question.
Worship me, man.
One quick question. You and Shawn Michaels are boys. How many chicks did you guys ball back in the day? Because I can only imagine.
Jeez. Like, you mean together or?
Well, either or.
Tag team.
Like, I would imagine there had to be like a billion, because,
I had a pretty good run, you know.
Back in the day,
I got in the business, I was a young man, and, you know, was living the life, you know, on the road, and you're pretty famous from TV and all that stuff. You know, it doesn't suck.
Yeah. Speaking of which, are you talking to China these days?
No, she went nuts.
Joni.
China, whatever. She was bad-mouthing you pretty good there.
Yeah, you know, I've got nothing bad to say about her. And, you know, of course, probably because she hates me. That's why she has the other bad things to say. But, you know, it's in my past now. And, you know, I've moved on from there, and hopefully she has. And I wish her the best. I hope her movie career works out, and I hope she makes millions of dollars and she gets everything she wants out of it. I've got nothing bad to say about it. And, you know, I think she was just bitter and understandably so, and she went and did her thing, and that's cool.
How's the real life relationship going there with you? No gory details. I just mean, you know, you're there, you're working together all the time. And
that's good. You know, I mean, the one thing, we have a similar passion for the business, so that's kind of good when you enjoy doing the same things. I think it's kind of hard if you have a career that you're a significant other doesn't understand or doesn't have any interest in. That's pretty rough, especially when you do it, you know, God, we're on the road so much and it's all consuming, you know. I'm sure it is for you guys too, and if they don't understand it, it's doomed, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
So it's pretty cool, and it's working out great, and she's a great girl, so.
Yeah.
We think the world of her, too, man.
She's such a blast. She really is cool.
Even more so today than
yesterday. Oh, yeah, now that we get to see her body parts, that's an extra bonus.
I'm sure she just freaking loves that, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she loves that happening.
She's mortified.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. You know, because it's strange. She is, in person, she's kind of shy.
Yeah, she is.
You know, she's a little reserved and stuff, and when you see her in the ring just talking smack and acting, it's hysterical when you've met her and spoken to her and realize what she's really like. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, that's not her.
Exactly.
Her
opposite.
Can is hanging out. Her ass is hanging out. And, yeah, she's probably mortified.
Yeah, exactly. She's the exact opposite of her.
Yeah, yeah.
TV. And her mom can't be too happy about it.
Yeah, I don't think either one of them necessarily are.
Yeah, too happy about it, Opie. Yeah.
But, you know, it's an amazing thing, though, that, like, and I don't know if she would ever do this, I never mentioned it, but, you know, it's like an amazing thing that if somebody were to go, like, you know, I'm going to do Playboy and I'm going to be nude in front of the world, it's like, no big deal. But if your can comes out on accident, you're like, oh, my God. You know, it's like you're just mortified by it.
It's not on your terms.
Yeah.
And for some, and somehow it's almost like you snuck the peek, and it's a little more exciting and dirty to see it like that. Look, it wasn't supposed to happen, but it did, and I saw it, and I caught it.
It's definitely hotter.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't we take a break? We got Triple H in the studio. We'll talk about WrestleMania next.
Yeah.
Also, I think we got some girls that came by to get spanked. Are you allowed to do that still?
You know, hey, I'm in character.
Right.
On the show.
That's exactly right, what we said yesterday.
Yes, yes.
He'll be in character.
I'm in character now, and I can do what my character would do, which is over. Bring in the broads.
Yeah. All right, and we'll take more of your phone calls as well.
You have 30 seconds to wow me.
Whip them out. Whip them out. Whip them out.
Check this out.
I got boobs to show you.
Wow.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Our guests are backing up here. Louis Black in the studio from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Louis, do you know who that is?
Of course.
No clue, right?
He's a big guy. Why would I know? I'm Jewish.
Do you watch wrestling?
Huh?
I'm
Jewish.
Huh?
I'm Jewish.
Are you here to get spanked by Triple H?
No.
Oh.
No.
All right. You know, you ever hear of WrestleMania?
Yes, of course I
do. All right. You just discovered video games last week, so
look,
slow down.
Slow. Some of us are out there going to the heartland, entertaining every individual.
This is what he does.
I know he does.
I'll ask Triple H. Do you know Lewis Black?
Sure.
You've seen him on The Daily Show,
yeah.
Jon Stewart?
Yeah. Very funny show.
Yes.
Very funny man.
See? Nice, Lewis. Nice way to reciprocate.
You couldn't fake it?
You couldn't fake it? Is that all?
If I said I watch wrestling, then you'd ask me a question. I'd look like a jackass.
We wouldn't do that to you.
Yes, we'd do that before we ask you a question.
I know the gig now.
We don't have to ask you a question for you to look like a jackass.
They're going to do that to you anyway.
Hey, you're all dressed up. What are you doing?
Going to The Daily Show.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's Wednesday. What are you doing tonight on The Daily Show?
Tonight is, they're digitizing films now. You know, they put a bra on...
The Bond film.
On the James Bond film, and then in
They need some of that technology for
E.T. They took the guns out of the FBI hands and put walkie-talkies in.
And they digitized the wrinkles off of Mick Jagger, which didn't help because...
That must have taken a while.
it took a week and a half.
Why'd they take the guns out of the hands on the aliens?
Because it's a nice movie, E.T., and it's the 20th anniversary. We get it when he's eating
no,
guns.
You know why?
Why?
Because Drew Barrymore talked to Steven, and she said traumatized.
Yeah, she doesn't like the gun thing.
Yeah, she doesn't like the gun thing.
Charlie's Angels
like
without
she
guns.
Like, yeah, is she like marrying a guy with ball cancer? I really can't stomach her. She stinks.
You are horrible.
Lewis, can we finish our little interview? Are we disturbing you? You want to sit over there? Okay.
I'll sit over here. I want to sit so that I'm out of your eyesight.
You're interviewing people now for your special that's going to be on Comedy Central.
I was reading
that in the paper today.
Yeah, did you
went down to Washington. You're interviewing senators and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you ask Triple H a question? Doesn't have to be about wrestling. What would you like to ask Triple H?
I would like to
the biggest name in wrestling today.
Do you do your own taxes?
Yeah.
Because if you do, could you do mine?
You're Jewish, right?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I don't think he worries about that there, Lewis.
No. Get somebody who does that, right?
Oh, yeah. I got a good firm.
Good.
Yeah.
Lewis, we brought girls in for Triple H to spank.
Excellent. This I got to say.
We've never done that for you, have we?
No, you haven't. That's why I snuck in today.
Hey, there have been a couple of instances where he has had some very attractive girls all over him.
Yep.
Left with them, I believe, to go to dinner or something?
No, it sounded good.
Yeah.
No, they wanted
very
to be
hot girl.
3 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, which is a really great time.
And you said no.
I didn't say
these strippers, they were strippers, weren't they?
Yes.
And they wanted to go with Lewis 3 in the morning and leave. And what do strippers do at 3 in the morning? They F. They have sex. And you turned it down.
You guys are just incredible.
Why would you say no to that?
Look, you guys are
so...
You
don't drive a milk truck. You're a comic. Why wouldn't you meet them at 3 in the morning?
I wouldn't meet them at 3 in the morning because I was going to some... What was it called? It was run by... The whole thing was scammy from the beginning, okay?
What, do you think you're going to wake up in a bathtub full of ice with your kidney missing and
exactly.
a note? Get to the hospital.
The whole thing was a little odd.
Yeah?
You know. It was in a room that I... like a nightclub I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsored by a group of people who have a website that I can't find. and they all seemed to be, you know, they were all interested, and they would have really crushed my schwanz.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So.
Well, yeah, they got
to
start
idea? Slow.
Isn't that the idea?
Yeah. I would think so. I think Lewis would like to start a little slower.
Yeah.
One girl at 11 o'clock at night.
One girl from tiny.
Then you could work your way up.
One girl from tiny town.
Yeah, then work your way up till 3 strippers at 3 in the morning.
Really? All right, that was too much. And I'd had 3 shows that night.
All right. It's not about you, though. We're talking to Triple H.
Okay, I'm serious. I'm backing off.
I don't know. It just sounds like a lame excuse to me.
A tad.
I know. You got
to. Now, you can come in here and don't agree with these two schmucks. Have you been in here before? Because if you start to be nice to them, then the next time you're in, they go, here he is. Here he comes.
Lewis, the difference?
Yeah.
Look at you and look at him.
Yeah. Well, Would we ever do that to him?
We are never going to say anything bad about Triple H.
But, you know, like I came in here with the hopes I was going to have some room full of naked women. I got an old Jewish comedian in here.
Oh, God. Oh, get down. How old are you?
Huh? I'm not old.
He got arrested for our show, too, once. So
yeah, really?
Him and Jim Norton got arrested on the Voyeur bus, that see-through bus full of naked broads we drove down to the mayor's
Well, we had it stocked with teens was the problem.
Naked girls driving down Broadway.
Did you get any that day?
No, because they took us in.
In jail he did. What was his name?
He spent 28 hours in jail for our show.
28 hours in jail. We're lucky. I'm glad we didn't get anything that day.
Forcible entry.
All right. It was like a bad scene out of Oz.
Yeah. We could have used you that day. I can tell you that. Because Norton is sitting there asking the guy... The guy down the head of the police department down there, Norton, saying, you know, how can Lewis and I protect each other? And the cop looked at him and said, what are you, delusional?
There's not even a chance.
We needed you.
All right, let's go back to the phone.
He'd have been taking advantage of you. Jimmy, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's up?
All right, we're talking to Triple H when Lewis isn't interrupting.
Yeah. Hey, game.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up with your dog on Monday?
What's up with my dog? What do you mean?
Yeah, got ran over by that limo.
Yeah, I know it. He got a broken leg. It's all right. I pulled him out of the axle. He was just fine. She was just fine.
Yeah. Norton rules.
Thank you, sir.
That's all you
Norton
wanted to ask?
Rules.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
The bastard got us.
Hey, Rick, listeners play little games like that.
Why don't we get him back? Turn the radio off.
Yeah, okay, click. Why don't we bring the chick in? Or the lovely lady.
Yes.
Thanks, sweetie.
It wouldn't be a Triple H appearance without some girl getting spanked by Triple H.
Yes.
What else do we need to talk about WrestleMania? I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a great one.
It's the biggest pay-per-view of all time, yeah. WrestleMania Toronto. It's this Sunday, and, you know, again,
what is that tool Mule Juice McQuaid doing? What is he doing this time? That Mule Juice McQuaid, Moon Juice.
Jericho?
Moon Jizz McQueen. Whatever the hell he was calling himself. Chris Jericho.
I'm going to knock him back into that personality. He's going to need a record career when I'm done with it this Sunday.
He came in here. We love the guy. He wouldn't get out of that character.
He would not leave. It was during when he was touring with his band. Yeah. What was his band called?
Moose Juice or something.
No, that was him. Fozzy.
Oh, Fozzy.
So he's touring around, like, and he's not getting out of goddamn character. And we're like, dude, come on. Chris, hello, Chris. Hey. No, I'm Mule Man Juice McQuaid. Or
Moon Goose McQueen. Hey, when you've got a lucrative career touring small, 200-seat nightclubs around the country, you're serious about what you do and won't break character.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I don't know.
Yeah.
This seemed a little odd. We wanted to talk to Chris Jericho, and he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Well, wow, this guy. Listen to this guy. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, yo.
You're on with Triple H. Go ahead.
I just want to know what it was like to carry Chris Jericho through, like, one of the Iron Man match you guys had.
Well, all right. Well, you're a little confused. I never had an Iron Man match.
I'm sorry. Two out of three falls.
No, I didn't have that with him either. But I did have a last man standing match, if that's what you
mean. I was so close.
You were close. It's early, you know. But, it was a hell of a match. We had a hell of a war, and I look forward to doing it again with him this Sunday. I'm going to, beat his ass and take the title.
You know, we stopped him from wearing that stupid thing on top of his head. Remember when he was wearing that...
The Pebbles Flintstone thing
yeah. on the top of his head? He came in one time when we said, that hair thing, every time you hit the ring, it looks like a splurt coming out of a big man junk. It looks like a splurt of spunk.
We called it a spunk fountain.
Yeah, a jizz fountain.
There was a point in time where he thought, like, that hairdo was cool and the big furry mutton chop on the side were cool and stuff. And, he thought that was the gig. But I think he didn't realize people were just laughing at him.
They were laughing. Yeah. He'd walk out with that hair and everyone just start laughing.
Yeah, look at this Nimrod. Yeah.
He's got the fountain on his head.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, O&A? What's up, Gabe? How you guys doing?
All right.
What's going on?
Lewis, you also rule, too, over there. Norton, you are the best.
Thank you.
Damn, I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing you at the CAA come a couple weeks down the line. Question, what happened with the knee, man? How's the knee after Jericho clipped you with the sledge?
So far, it's so good. You know what I mean? It's, 10 months ago, I tore it, so it was a pretty serious injury, and I came back from something they said I couldn't come back from, and, Jericho tried to take advantage of it, and it looked
a little too eerie for me.
It's a little bit sore, a little bit worse than it was, but I'll be fine. I'll be at WrestleMania, no worries.
There you go.
That injury sounded horrific.
Yeah, let's tell Lewis.
Described.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to this guy for real?
Yeah.
His quad muscle from the knee up or
yeah, but right above my knee where your quad attaches was like one of the biggest muscles in your body, and it just tore right from the insertion, and just rolled up my thigh.
The whole muscle rolled all the way up his thigh.
And I wrestled another 4 minutes or so, 6 minutes or something like that, with it up there, and
Then went through about 10 months of rehab to come back, and it was tough.
That's worse than like when one of your yams from your yam bag slips up for a second. You go, oh, hey.
For a second, you think you've only got one, and then you go, no, it's
like, hey, get down there. Get back down there.
That little tap.
Where the hell are you going?
Yeah. Right.
Where are you going?
You freak out for a second because if it goes any higher, you might lose it.
Right. You don't want that thing venturing around and playing with other organs inside your body.
And you
stay
know
down.
I'm very distracted because we got three really good-looking ladies in the studio.
I'll say.
Beautiful.
You're right.
Yeah.
Candy, you might remember her from the
Naughty
90 contest.
Just a tad there, Triple H.
Don't watch your eyes, guys.
Wow. Wait.
Can you give her the pedigree so we can watch her boob fall out?
Yeah.
That seems to work.
I don't have to give it to her. I just got to hook her for
just
it.
Just hook her for it,
just
yeah.
Just so it comes up.
Now, I think these girls are here to get spanked by Triple H.
Yeah, and Triple H is going to be in character during this whole thing.
Yeah, let me get into character, guys.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
There he goes. Now he's in character.
All right, I'm in character now.
Why don't we have the girls...
Everybody get naked.
Why don't we have the girls step up to...
Not you.
To Lewis.
Not you.
Lewis's yeah. mic
don't
there.
Worry. Yeah. All right. Yeah, baby.
Candy.
I'm back.
You're back.
Are you a big wrestling fan?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to ask Triple H a question?
Who's your favorite?
Are you feeling better?
I feel great right now, yeah. Okay.
Who's your favorite?
I'd have to say Undertaker.
Uh-oh.
What is that?
What the hell is that? We got Triple H right here, you say Undertaker?
She's looking to get spanked, aren't
you? Yeah, I wouldn't say that before you're going to go over his knee.
Hey, Triple H, open hand.
Yeah.
Get the fist going.
Yeah.
Well, I say, Candy, this robes. Let's get it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, somebody needs to be naked.
How much do I have to take off?
As much as you girls want to, and being completely naked.
I didn't think I was going to get naked.
You don't have
to get naked.
You got to take the jeans down, right?
I'm wearing a skirt.
What's up, baby? Can you pull the skirt up?
What
up?
See, this is always the part.
Yeah, we might have to pass
like
on.
Makes you feel bad.
Well, the arguing, manipulating to get the naked part is.
It never ends. It's been that way since you first hit puberty.
You came in knowing you were getting naked. Just do it. No, we don't want to pitter patter around with it.
Are you talking to Lewis Black now or the girl?
Trying to get Lewis to keep his clothes on.
Now, the shame makes it hot.
The begging and the pleading.
I don't want it.
I'm almost thinking about switching seats just so I don't have to look at Lewis while the girls get naked. It's going to ruin the whole experience for me. No offense.
None taken. I don't want to get my ass kicked.
Who's taking the same crap, man?
Lisa, what's up? Lewis will talk all bad when you're completely out of the building, Hunter.
Yeah, right.
He'll start talking, what the hell was that?
Yeah, he's like that.
Stupid wrestler.
You can't trust him.
You can't trust him. Yeah. He's shifty.
He's shifty.
They all are, Ann.
Oh, God damn it. No.
You're a little shifty, Lloyd.
I'm really shifty. It's the last time I badmouthed a wrestler. Are you all insane? Good God. You know, if it was a senator, then I would do it.
Yeah, don't worry.
Please, let's get a grip.
All right. No, he's never badmouthed a wrestler.
And I'm certainly not going to badmouth you.
Not now.
Certainly not anybody who, you rip a quad and then you're still fighting for six minutes.
Right.
You know.
I was like a bruise to him.
The bruise, he could just take me with his pinky. Let's not be too...
Remember when you actually had a hangnail, Lewis, yet you completed doing Back in Black on The Daily Show?
Exactly.
Like a trooper, man. He was in pain and agony, but you just kept going.
Yeah, and
you're that kind of guy.
I once did it without makeup.
Did you? And you once did it with your shirt off.
We'll be keeping it on today. Yeah, the difference between when you do stuff with your shirt off and Triple H, my girlfriend doesn't moan when your shirt's off.
Oh,
could you keep your shirt on, Triple H?
Yeah.
The moaning at home. I'm like, all right, Sam, relax.
I guarantee he takes his shirt off, there'll be a lot of groaning in this room.
Oh, God. All right, whatever he says, it's all good. Yeah. Is Candy ready or what?
Okay, I'll pull my skirt up.
Yes.
All right. Oh, yeah. Well, it's got to be on bare ass.
But Candy, he's a big star. He doesn't
he's
need
a huge
strap.
Star.
Are any of the other girls going to get a little more naked than that?
What do you think?
I'm wearing fishnets.
Girls?
Like a little bit? Oh, you're going to wow those? Those are beautiful.
It is Wednesday, Opie.
Nice. All right, we got to get through Candy
Wednesday.
First.
If she shows those, will you play with them?
He's like,
Listen, I got like 10 minutes left. I got to go for the gold, bro.
You know something? You're absolutely right. There's no time for any of this.
It's like the Olympics. I'm on the gate, ready
just
to go down the hill here. Yeah.
All right. If you would lift your skirt then and get over Triple H's knee. Oh,
drum roll.
Oh, wow. She's wearing fishnets.
What a dumper.
Wow.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
That is great.
Wow.
All right, Candy.
What do you want me to do?
Whatever Triple H wants.
There's really not much nudity here is the whole problem.
Yeah. I know. Wasn't that kind of the...
Yeah. Well,
how about...
I don't really feel that the spanking... I should be the one doing the spanking in this situation. Mark Carano... Who's the WWE publicist over here? Who absolutely on the way here refused to get involved in this?
Oh, really? Look at
but
him. He's
live on the air. Has to do what I tell him to do because he works with us. So well, come on over here, Mark, for a second.
Triple H, that girl will get topless in the background.
I'll
oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to get to them in a second.
Well,
all right, come here and bend over here.
Can I spank her, honey, with my
all
face?
Right. Now, Mark's going to do the spanking. Hold on, get the mic close.
Yeah.
Mark, here goes Mark.
Do your business, Mark.
Go ahead.
Get in here. Enjoy. Get in here for
us. There you go.
There goes
Before I smack you. Yeah.
There goes Mark.
There it is. Ooh.
How was that?
That's pretty hard.
Are you
little harder?
Give it to her. Give it to her.
Little harder. Oh, yeah.
All right, what do you need? One more?
Yeah.
Say, Mark, I've been a bad girl. You have to spank me.
Mark, I've been a very bad girl. You have to spank me.
Did Mark just moan?
I think he just got one.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you one. What the hell?
All right, here we go.
Big Triple H hand.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow,
look at her face.
How do you do it?
Wait, are there tears? Are your eyes tearing?
Candy, what are you
her
tearing?
Eyes are tearing up.
You just knocked her out.
Wow. Nice shot, Hunter. Jesus.
Wait, Candy, was that enjoyable?
Who's the man?
Was that enjoyable? That hurt?
Yeah, now you other girls know what you're in for.
He just struck a blow for all of us.
Isn't that great?
WrestleMania on pay-per-view this Sunday.
Yes.
Hey, this girl that fantasizes about you all the time. Lisa, what's up?
Hi, how you guys doing?
All right, we have Triple H in the studio.
Yeah, I was getting real turned on listening to him spank that woman's ass.
Yeah?
Really?
Oof. Is he there?
Well, you're talking to him.
It's just your sexy voice. He's throwing up.
Triple H.
Yeah.
You like your women to have a big C?
Oh, that's tremendous.
Isn't that great?
That was
what
great.
An ass.
Lewis, take over.
You jackass.
Oh, look at those racks.
That's pretty funny.
Hey,
there.
We've got cones.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Those are beautiful. What's your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Diana.
Where are you from?
Both of you.
Speaking to the
microphone. Well, I was going with the one first. I was going left to right. And where are you from?
Florida.
And you're living in New York now, or are you dancing?
I was born in Kansas, though.
Huh?
I was born in Kansas.
Are you dancing in New York?
You're not in Kansas anymore.
Mm-hmm. I know, Toto.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Banter.
Where you dance?
VIPs.
VIP.
VIPs, man.
This is
what
you
get.
This is what we can
see at VIP? Yes. Wow. A little bit more. You might be able to see my ass there, too.
Really? Well,
I am.
We're going to have to do a better job at the libraries, man.
Wow. I didn't know girls of these caliber were at a VIP. Of course.
And you want to get spanked by Triple H?
A little bit.
How long before guys just ask you straight out if they could TF you when you're on a date? Is it at dinner or dessert?
I'm on the radio show right now.
Hmm? You really? And that's
kinda
how long
like
it takes?
Now, yeah.
And then they're just like, could I just, you know?
No, I'm hard to get. They got to call me for a while.
Does it happen, though?
Yeah, a little bit.
You
yeah,
give that?
Like 6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
It's like 6 weeks.
She's got a schedule.
She holds out for a diamond like the one she's got around her neck.
Yeah.
I give him a little something.
All right. Well, I think Triple H is ready.
So if it was 3 in the morning and there were 2 other girls with you, would you do it with Lewis?
It depends on the girls.
Uh-huh. Lewis had asked for the TF, right?
Yeah.
And it depends on his wallet.
All right. What do you say?
Sorry.
Hunter's got to go soon, so maybe you could get those pants down a little bit. And
no.
What?
Listen, my ass is sunburned, and I worked out yesterday, and it's sore already.
All right, well,
and
it's
wow.
getting late.
We got problems today.
Well, it's getting late now, and there's naked. Another girl in here, so, you know, you like mind making out with her or something?
Would you girls maybe hook up for Hunter for a little bit?
Yeah.
Give him just a little, like a little girl on girl action.
Does she dance at VIP too?
She does too. Come
here. Very nice.
So you both have natural breasts.
Yes,
we
see. Those are natural.
Yeah. Can you
wow. We
no. Great. Yeah. Seriously.
Oh my god.
She's playing with you.
See, Hunter. Right. You saw that.
My mooder.
I know you saw that.
Do no, you? Listen, there is no such thing as... if I walk over to these guys and, like, cup their nuts, that's not innocent. It's completely...
I'm standing here like she didn't even do anything. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she just...
And you know what the sad part is, Opie? There's nothing we could do about it.
Triple H wanted out.
I'm just saying, that's not innocent. She just walked over to her and started playing with her boobs like nothing was happening, you know? Like, how you doing? Great, how are you?
Hunter comes over, grabs a handful, playtime's over. Oh, god damn, I'm being raped.
That could be the nicest pair of breasts I've ever seen.
Really?
Wow. That was Diana, for your information.
Hey, so girls, Hunter doesn't have enough time for us to really do this subtly. So you girls, do your best, like, girl-on-girl action scene for Hunter.
Okay.
Ew. Is that good?
Okay, was that good for you?
No, that was really bogus.
Yeah.
That was bogus.
All right, why don't we spank
you? You know that's
we're
a tease.
We're the Spice Channel.
How about we spank these girls?
We're not the, like, Vivid Video.
All right. Hunter? Punch them in the face. You know I'm teasing, of course. Okay, who wants to pull their little pants down and have Hunter smack them with his big hand?
My ass is a little bit too
what?
Their ass is what? Raw, she said.
Triple H,
these girls came
right now,
here.
I am taking this opportunity to apologize profusely to you.
Yeah.
Because I was under the impression... that we were going to have girls down here that were going to bare their bare ass and let you spank them. And apparently, we're wrong.
I'm a bit disappointed in the New York people.
I'm very disappointed.
I'm from Kansas.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Are you from a nunnery?
Kansas?
That just happens to have her top off in front of a room full of guys.
Right.
Yeah.
We know what happens. The girls get on the bus. They go to New York to get an acting career or something.
Make them an actress and...
Right. You know. And before you know it, Hunter's spanking you on your bare ass.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Come on. Right. What about you? Your ass is a little what?
I said my ass is a little sore.
From what?
Why is it sore?
Did you have some action? Some backdoor action last night?
I wouldn't exactly call it backdoor action, but I did have some.
So what's the big deal if Hunter just, like, plows your hand?
I'm working tonight, and if I'm working tonight and he has his big red handprints on my
hand... But do you know what a moneymaker that is? The clientele that goes in there are perfect WWF watchers. You know something?
He'll sign it. He'll say Triple H was here.
Everyone will come to see Triple H's handprint on your ass tonight.
At VIP.
That is an absolute given. You will get tips from guys that will come down and go, I gotta tip you because I gotta see Triple H's handprint on your ass. No?
We're begging now.
The first one? Tip her right now?
Hey, Candy. No. How about Candy? One more shot?
I'll go again.
Candy will go again.
Why?
Candy will go again.
You know, I think 9/11 changed strippers in New York City.
It's done something.
I think it's done something. Back before then, there was something. There was a total lack of morality and scruples. Now they've reassessed their life and for some reason don't take their pants down?
Right. We found the only moral strippers in the
country. What happened? You're right, Hunter.
What is going on with this country?
What happened?
Triple H,
for the love of God.
He's never coming back now.
Can we get back to strippers that will insert broccoli in places?
One more girl outside.
One more girl?
All right. Who do we got?
That looks like a guy to me.
I know. It is a guy with a hat.
All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ, not Stalker Patty.
Oh, God. Look, you know what? I'm embarrassed.
I am completely embarrassed. We are moving this goddamn show to Cleveland.
Lewis just sat up straight.
I'm sick of these friggin' bitches from New York, Opie.
They will not help us out.
That was wrong.
No more plugs. Bye.
That was really wrong.
Excuse me.
What's the matter? What's the matter, Lewis Black?
Take the mic. We don't need to talk to Stalker Patty.
That was just wrong.
What?
What was wrong?
What? Bringing her in?
Why not?
What do you mean, why? I got to explain this to you? Have you lost your grip? You've been in this room so long that you don't understand why that's wrong?
Can you imagine seeing her with her pants down and him spanking her?
Her you have just dripped.
Chiclet teeth falling out. You know how nice that would be?
Wait, Patty really wants to be spanked?
No.
She's like leaning on her cane with one good leg
sticking
out. I
know. She's all gimpy. She's like Uncle Wiggly over there. Look at her. They're a mess.
Ripped her quad.
Yeah.
She ripped her quad coming over on the bus.
yeah, that's what happened.
Rick, what's going on?
Guys, this is terrible. These girls got to get thrown out.
I agree.
These girls, you shouldn't even be talking to them.
You're absolutely right.
You should not even be asking the question. They need to be thrown out and thrown out now, and they should consider themselves lucky that they're not dead.
Rick, you are absolutely right. You know something, Candy? You are been a troop or anything. These two, get out!
Thank you.
Get out!
Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out.
Don't even take time to put your goddamn clothes back on. I want that, Rick. Escort the ladies out. I am tired of stripping. We have a huge star of the WWF here today, and we have girls from VIP, and they refuse to take their pants down because your ass hurts.
Last time I was on here, this place was full of chicks.
See, you are so right, Triple H. You are so right, Triple H. Yeah.
He's never coming back.
Your ass hurts. Rick, slam the door on their hurt asses when they leave.
Goodbye.
I am so tired. I am drawing a line in the sand. Today, no more moral strippers on this.
I mean, just for a little spanking, what's the problem?
A little tap.
You need some kind of screening process or something,
yes.
A room in the back where they have to get naked and do something first.
Very good.
Then they qualify to
a
get on the
qualifying round. Yes. Hunter, please do not let this keep you from coming back again to this show in the future. Yeah, please remember the good time you had last time.
I'll come back banking on the fact that you guys will make it up to me next time I'm here.
Tenfold.
Yes.
Tenfold we'll make it up
to me. I've not lost my confidence in you two.
We got something to look forward to.
Yes.
Just imagine what we'll have lined up
next time
it comes.
Forget about it.
You want to spank Ratso Rizzo before you leave?
Oh, God damn.
Knock your scoliosis straight.
Oh, God. Wow. Awful. Big V, what's going on?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Hey.
Big fan of Triple H, big fan of what you do in that ring. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Now that some of the old-timers are coming back, like Hulk Hogan, I imagine while you were growing up, you probably watched him. How does it feel to work with those guys?
That's pretty cool. You know, I mean, to watch the guys you grew up with, he's a little bit different now than when I grew up watching him. But, you know, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm sure if you played basketball and you get to come back and play with Larry Bird or something like that, it'd be, you know, a huge thrill. And, you know, it's good to have him around. And like I say, he's the Babe Ruth of wrestling. And, you know, hopefully he can play a few innings and hit a few home runs and be good for the business.
When when you
if
say
not,
that,
I'll hit him and he'll shatter like a pile of dust and we'll go on.
I was just going to ask you that. I know you're not a modest guy. How would you put yourself and your ring experience up against anybody who's been in the wrestling business? Where do you rank yourself?
I'll go up against anybody from any time, you know what I mean? Awesome. There's been some greats in the business, but I'd like to consider myself one of them. So, you know, everybody's got different styles, got their own gig, but, you know, I'll put my stuff up against any of theirs, and I'm looking forward to getting in the ring with Hogan, and I'm looking forward to getting in the ring with Flair and all those guys.
It'll bring it on, brother.
For me, yeah.
Good deal. And I'll tell you what, Dave, dude. One day I hope to get in the ring with you, my man.
All right, man.
All right, be good.
Thanks, Big V.
All right, later, guys.
All right.
I just hope I'm not 50 when he does it.
He must give you crap about the Babe Ruth thing. Could you at least say DiMaggio? Does it have to go back to the old black and white fast motion films?
Well, I guess we got to get him out of here.
Yeah, Hunter.
He's doing Conan O'Brien tonight. Candy, one more shot from Triple H?
Yeah.
Candy, hey, at first she was like, that hurts. Now she's like, can you?
Yeah, a little more.
All right, let's put a mic on Candy.
Yeah. Right.
On the mouth part.
Toronto is backing up now. Come in here, Mark. You got to warm it up.
Warm
it up, Mark.
Rick, put the mic on her because he'll move the mic around the other way.
See, Candy's a trooper, man.
I'm ready. All
right, yeah. There we go. Oh, he just hit his.
That wasn't even Hunter.
Can you give it like a good moan, not like you just crippled your moan.
Wait, that wasn't even Triple H?
No.
All right.
Listen to this, Smack.
You got to give some type of consolation prize for me being here. Give them some type of like orgasmic moan before I do it.
Yeah.
Before you do it?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah.
okay.
Oh, my God.
I like, the best part was her face hitting the microphone. She lurched forward about 2 feet.
You see that ass come apart?
Do it for me.
Oh, my God.
See, this show's not so bad.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What do you think, Candy?
That was good. See?
She's thanking him, so it couldn't be that bad.
Bravo.
All right.
Triple H, thanks for hanging with us. And next time, you're going to say that you're going to need an IV drip of some sort of antibiotic when you leave next time.
All
That's
right.
How many sick girls we're going to bring in for you.
All right, let's do it. Abel, I just want to mention one more thing before I go.
Mm-hmm.
Continental Airlines Arena on the 28th of March. It's a Thursday night. NWO is going to be there. Hulk Hogan in his first appearance since... Like what? The 1800s. No, since 1993 is going to be there, and I'm going to be in Continental Airlines Arena. I'm a little bit flustered now.
Yeah.
For the first time in over a year. And that's it's not a SmackDown, but it's a huge event, and it's on a Thursday night, and we're going to rock that place, so that's the place to be.
Cool.
And WrestleMania Sunday, watch me become... WWF World Champion and kick Chris Jericho's ass.
Right. That is going to be fun to watch. Pay-per-view Sunday.
Yeah.
Cool.
What, Patty?
Patty's a little embarrassed to ask him to smack her just once.
What? She's gonna break in half.
He's not going to hold back.
Patty, are you insane?
You're asking that question.
Yeah, I know.
Pants.
Oh, my God.
You know
this
what?
Is a girl.
He's never coming back.
I know. Yeah. How are we going to give him
the last image he's going to have is of Stalker Patty's butt. It's not pretty, my friend.
So anyways, got to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hunter's right. Got to leave.
Unfortunately, I've got to go.
But I thought you were in character.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting out of character.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Got to go.
Damn it, he's out of character. But see, if he spanks Stalker Patty, then when he has to talk to Stephanie about his appearance on the show, this could make it a little better.
Look, do you want to abuse our guests like this? Yeah. Look at the girl. First of all, she can't take a hit. She's got a bum leg. She's got a Treblinka hairdo.
That's not my fault.
She's not looking.
It's not my fault.
Well,
she has hair like Ewan McGregor.
It's not my fault.
All right. We're not going to put Triple H through there.
No, of course not.
I've got to tag out the Lewis on this one.
Yeah, tag out. No. No.
Lewis?
No. No, not even if you come at me. I'd rather take a punch.
There's a few things Lewis will fight about, and this is one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Patty, you're going to have to be satisfied with a picture or something, because it ain't happening.
Lewis is making a shiv out of some plastic over there that he learned it while he was in prison, if he has to stab me if I try to force him to do this.
God, you're funny, man. All right, Triple H, we're all going to watch WrestleMania on pay-per-view this Sunday.
All right. Yeah.
Have fun at Conan and come see us soon, all right?
Thanks, guys.
There he is.
See you next time.
Triple H.
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yeah.
Then you know what I'm saying.
What?
Say what again?
Yeah.
Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more damn time.
Yeah, yeah.
Again.
Okay. What?
Destroy!
Butt munch.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. Want to thank Triple H for stopping by. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're going to have to make it up to him next time around.
I know. The first time it was really cool. The chicks with their clothes completely off, getting swatted on their ass.
The ladies in New York letting us down once again, except for Candy.
Well, Candy was cool, but even that, you know.
Go ahead.
She had the fishnets on. But that's okay.
That's good. It was pretty much bare-ass. You know what? We're going to have to ship them in from Philly and Cleveland, two cities that understand the Opie and Anthony Show.
What's the strippers? Very important prudes?
I don't know. They're a strip club, and they advertise on this program
And I am holding judgment. I am not going to...
The girls were beautiful, but we're not going to give it that extra oomph in the live read when we had two of them in here and they don't want to take their jeans off.
I know.
Yeah, well, Candy left with Stalker Patty's cane.
Oh, really?
Couldn't walk. She was wearing, like, just a Band-Aid. Did you see that?
See her rack, that one dancer? Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't care if she wouldn't get naked. Those are the nicest breasts I've ever seen.
Yeah, but I swear to God, I want, like, a scene with, like, Joey Pants in The Sopranos when he took that stripper out back by the guardrail. That's what I want to happen now. I'm disappointed.
For Vice Squad, Wings Hauser as Ramrod.
Wings Hauser.
Remember him beating Nina Blackwood to death? She played, "You ain't gonna hit me no more, Ramrod. I'm gonna love you, Ginger. Open the door."
Yeah.
And she opens it and he beats her near to death.
I am gonna have to rent that.
Fred Berry was in that rerun. That's when he got stabbed.
Fred Rerun Berry.
He played Sugar Pimp.
Sugar Pimp.
Sugar Pimp named Dorsey.
Constance, what's up?
You're amazing, Norton.
Yes.
Constance.
Yes.
What do you got?
I am so glad you threw those F and C's out of there.
Yes.
There are people in Ohio like me who would crawl to New York on their knees to let Hunter do whatever he wanted.
See?
Really?
Well, you know
See?
What? But you know what? We had an open invite, so technically the ladies from the other cities could have made the ride.
Well,
I just found out about it today, and I'm sitting here dying.
All right. Well, thank you. We got to move on because we're so busy today. We got Lewis Black from The Daily Show in studio. Stephen Lynch is outside the studio. He's coming in to sing a brand new song for us. And on the phone, one of our newer friends, Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary. How you doing, man?
What's going on?
Hello, Mr. Leary.
Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
Dennis, thank God you didn't come into the studio today because we would have embarrassed you.
Why?
It would have been embarrassing.
Why?
We're starting to think, you know, we got some power and stuff, and we have these girls from VIP, a strip club here in New York, in.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were supposed to get spanked by Triple H, big, huge superstar in wrestling, and, and the girls let us down, and we look like idiots.
What do you
they
mean?
Were strippers that didn't want to take their pants off.
What the hell is that about?
Exactly. That's exactly what we said.
What was their excuse?
One of them said she had a sunburn on her ass, and the other one said her ass hurt and she didn't want it a big handprint on it at the strip club tonight.
Because she wouldn't make as much money.
And I'm like, if people know and hear on the show that they could go down to VIP, see this girl and see Hunter's handprint on her ass.
Yes, money in the bank.
Right.
And the one was trying to be funny. Let me tell you, there's nothing worse than a stripper trying to show personality. I don't care if you throw Jews in a boxcar.
By the way, can I just say this?
Yeah,
the,
yes.
The line of funny strippers is a very short one. Okay?
Right.
If you're at the supermarket and it says express line, you know, 10 items or less, and funny stripper line, go to the funny stripper line. Because there's not going to be anybody there, all right?
Exactly.
I don't even like feigning interest at the inane conversations they start. When, like in between songs, when they have to dip down and cover up their breasts with their shirt because for some reason they can't show them when the song's not playing.
That's right.
All of a sudden they turn into the prude and then they're talking about school or their home life or how their landlord's going to throw them out unless she sucks it or something.
See,
I don't want to hear it.
That's where you and I differ.
Why?
I'm a master at those conversations.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
I smoke cigarettes and have a whiskey and I go, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can do it for hours on end.
I got to try that because I just get this look like, just take your goddamn clothes off. Because that's what I'm there for. That's why I'm paying $12 for a bottle of Bud.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you think we're coming in here because the booze is cheap or good?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Cold?
Nice
and
watered down.
Right.
Please.
So
please.
Thank God Dennis Leary wasn't here today. I mean, Lewis, he's seen us at our worst, so who cares?
And we did have him arrested.
We're still trying to impress Dennis Leary. Last time he was here, we gave him a good show. Today, he would have been like, ugh.
Hey, is that Lewis Black there?
Yeah.
Dennis.
Hey, Lou.
How you doing?
I'm bad there. And you make me laugh my balls off.
Thank you.
Yeah, very funny.
I want to say you're very
Lewis.
Funny on the
Sorry, I thought I was just talking to you guys on the phone. I know. On the radio.
That's unbelievable.
Hey, Dennis, I saw you on The Daily Show the other day.
Yeah, last night.
Talking about St. Paddy's Day. You honestly, I wasn't buying for a second you don't drink on St. Paddy's
Day. No, I drink. I just do it in the privacy of my own domicile.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
But the thing is, now I could see it's probably hard for you to go out to just a local place and start drinking, but in the old days, what? What would you do?
In the old days?
Yeah.
Oh, the old days. Forget it.
Go down there to Southie and
the old days,
tear it up?
You don't want to know what the old days were like.
Play
the old days, St. Patrick's Day was not a day. It was a week, okay?
Yeah.
It started, you know, 6 days before, and St. Patrick's Day was the finale.
Right.
And there was no eating. There was just drinking. And there were some, you know, chemicals involved as well.
Ah.
And there's a lot of talking and screaming and fighting and crying and talking and screaming and fighting, all with the same guys, you know? Fighting your cousins, we used to like to call it.
Yeah, I've seen that happen.
But it's hard nowadays. I mean, you show up at a bar and people are already drunk and they're all over you and just, you know.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I had a guy puke dangerously close to my shoes and I was like, you know what? It might be time to retire from St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and the subways are brutal on that day. Oh, man.
My favorite is when you get the Puerto Rican guys with the faces painted green. You know? Happy St. Patrick's Day, man. Yeah, okay, sure.
Kiss me, I'm either.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just stay home now, yeah.
We did the St. Patty's Day in Saudi. You haven't lived until you've done St. Patty's.
Oh, my God.
Day in Saudi.
How was it?
In Boston.
It was interesting. The one thing I found a little odd, the kids were running around with these things called bomb packs.
Yes.
And they throw them under cars and stuff, and I thought this is a little too reminiscent of Ireland and things that are going on.
That's their tribute to the old time.
I guess so.
You know?
There's explosives going on St. Patty's Day.
They've got to blow some stuff up.
And then the puke hopscotch on the way home, trying to circumnavigate the streets.
Oh, yeah.
And just stepping over vomit. And the fights, and plenty of fights.
Yeah, well, Boston... You know, it's one of the things I love about Massachusetts. Boston and Worcester are two of the fightin'est towns. I think John Stewart was the guy who said that once on stage while we were doing a show in Boston.
Yeah.
He said, what are you guys fighting about? It seems like one long fight. I took a friend of mine, Jim Serpico, works with me, Italian guy here from New York. I took him up to see a Bruins game, right? And we're sitting, it's all Bruins fans, we're sitting... And good seats on the aisle, and down below us is a group of Irish guys in one aisle and a group of Italian guys in the other aisle. And you could hear they were kind of shouting stuff at each other already. I said, I guarantee you before the second period is over, those two groups of guys will be in a big brawl. He goes, what are you talking about? They all have Bruins stuff on. I said, it's not about the Bruins. It's about the Italian and the Irish. Yeah. Halfway through the second period, gigantic brawl. Huge brawl.
You got to love Boston just for that, man.
Yeah, well, there's this fight. There used to be a fight at the drop of a hat. They don't even have to have a hat drop. They just go out. They look at each other. A friend of mine was directing a movie, and he said, I need to do some research into bars up in Boston because I got a shooting one. Yeah. And I said, well, whatever you do, don't walk into a bar in Southie without having some local guy with you.
Yep.
And he was like, yeah. So sure enough, like 3 days later, I get a phone call that he got the crap beat out of him because him and his DP, you know, his DP had like a diamond earring and, you know.
Oh, boy.
You know, fingernail polish, you know, one of those guys. They walked into a bar. They walked in. And it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There's like three local guys in there. One guy turned around and he said, "Get out before we kill you."
Wow.
So that's just, you know.
That's the head up there, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really something to see.
Hey, this guy Eric is dying to talk to you, Dennis. Eric, what's going on?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
That job last week was absolute classic with you meeting the parents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, if you thought, and the whole cast feels this way, if you thought that one was good, or the NyQuil one, the Viagra episode, I'm telling you that tonight's episode, the wedding anniversary for Pip, is probably the craziest, most insane show that we did.
Yeah.
Because
I can't wait.
We go to his wife's anniversary party for him. It's at his house, and she doesn't allow booze in the house, and she doesn't allow smoking. And all hell breaks loose. And it's just insane. Absolutely insane, yeah.
The show is great.
That is, it's a good show.
What is ABC doing? What are they? The idiots.
Well, you know, there's. I was wondering what was going on. I went over there, there was a couple of monkeys.
Wait, what happened?
Well, they just keep screwing around with his schedule.
Yeah. Well, we're on two more weeks, then we go off for 4 weeks, then we come back for May sweep.
What the hell is that
crazy
about?
I don't know.
And then 1 week...
Because you know these people out there, if there's no continuity, they lose the thread.
I know.
Well, why did they have you replace Koppel? The hell with it.
What are they?
I'd rather watch The Job every night.
What are they putting on in its place?
They're actually putting on, contractually, they have to put on Peter Tolan's. Peter Tolan's my partner in The Job. He writes the show with me. Uh-huh. He's got another show he's executive producing that if they don't run the show now, they lose the actors in June. So they have to kind of put it on.
Goddamn politics.
So, you know, what are you going to do? All I got to say is if you're out there and you like The Job, watch tonight, which is hilarious, next week, and then just keep it in mind. Email ABC, tell them how much you love the show, and bombard them, and then get ready for when we come back in May, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
That's all we can do right now. I mean, we're up against the West Wing, too, which is just killing me.
I don't even understand who watches that show.
I think it's the same audience that would watch our show if our show was on at a different time. You know? That's what I think.
I don't get who watches it. Like, with everything that's going on in this country and the world these days, why would you have to watch a show about a fake president and a fake White House?
Well, I got to tell you.
How about with the real thing's pretty exciting?
I know. I thought the real thing is pretty. I haven't been able to watch the West Wing since all this stuff went down on 9/11.
Yeah. Ooh, gee, what's the fake president going to handle on the fake show today?
I think it'd be a much better show if it was the actual Sheen family.
Right.
Just put cameras in their house and Charlie's house and Emilio's house, and let's see what happens.
Yeah. Like they're doing with Ozzy.
Yeah, screw the Osbournes.
Like what they're doing with Ozzy.
That's classic.
And now also,
I haven't seen Ozzy's show yet, but I'm sure it would be something like that.
Oh,
the Ozzy show.
That was a good show.
You got to take a peek. It's
I saw the previous one. It needs
subtitles, but besides
that. Yeah, you can barely understand Ozzy. He's just
really?
Well, the dog went on the coffin, man. What's going on? I can't. How many animals do we need in this place? I can't even take it.
And you're like, what did Ozzy say?
He makes you watch like five times, though, because you got to pick up what Ozzy's saying.
He walks around his mansion in Beverly Hills, and he looks like an older, retarded guy. I mean, and we love Ozzy, but it's kind of embarrassing to watch.
Wow.
But that's why we like it, I guess.
It makes him human, though. You just want to sit on the couch with him and put your arm around him and talk.
He came out of a steam room, I guess, in last night's episode. The guy with a robe and his hair up. He looked like an old woman. He looked like an old tattooed woman. The kids are psychopaths.
Are they really?
They're crazy children that have been raised pretty much with an absentee father.
Right.
And now they are paying him back in
twofold.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Ozzy probably shouldn't have spent so much time on the road.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It's a lot of fun.
They pretty much run the house. There's so much cursing going on.
Yeah, it's so funny to see a legendary rock guy like that being treated like crap by his family.
Hey, this could start a whole trend, though, man. After Ozzy's show is over, we could do the Keith Richards family, you know?
Yeah.
That would be, just to see Keith, you know, stumble. Remember that thing where he hurt his arm or he broke his foot because he said he was in his reading room in his library?
Yeah.
And he tripped? He was trying to get a book off of a shelf and he tripped?
Sure.
You know, I mean, I would just... Because I don't know, they showing Ozzy, is he drinking all day, or does he not drink anymore?
He drinks like Diet Coke.
And he was coloring something.
And he was coloring something, like he has nothing to do. You could tell, it's
does
a
he take
man
pills?
With nothing to do. No, I haven't seen him take
supposedly
any drugs.
Supposedly he's clean right now.
But yeah, but once he puts liquid in his body, it all comes back. It doesn't matter what the liquid is. Anything that gets the cell going.
That's right, it's like a sponge.
Yeah, exactly.
He was coloring last night.
Coloring what?
Just like he had crayons and a piece of paper and he's coloring. The guy has nothing to do. Nothing to do all day, and it's embarrassing to watch. You cringe watching.
He's got how many dogs?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got like eight of them. I can't even tell. And they all crap all over the floor and take leaks on the carpet. And he's just running around with like, why are the dogs crapping on my carpets? It's like, it's Ozzy. You know, the legendary rock guy, and he's got to worry about dogs crapping.
You know what? Sometimes I worry about how I'm bringing my kids up, and then you hear something like this, and you're just like, I got to be on the right track. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got to be on the right track.
Yeah, I think you, what happened? You actually got a little bit responsible
when you have kids, especially when they're in your, you know, possession for the weekend or whatever. Yeah, man. Like, my son had his... His birthday isn't for a few more weeks, but because his classmates are going away on their spring Easter break thing, we had the party here in the city today. You know, I had like eight kids, and you know, you got to keep count of them and watch where they're going and all that stuff. Make them get them into the truck, get them out of the truck. You know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you can't wander around on lithium drinking a Diet Coke with a coloring book. You know what I mean? It's not allowed.
I just remember all I really knew of Dennis Leary was the character from, you know, MTV, from those commercials, then the few movies, and your stand-up. And then when I heard you were becoming a father, it's like, oh, my God, another couple of poor victims being brought into the world. you couldn't imagine as a parent.
They actually think I'm the coolest guy right now because of this movie Ice Age I have coming out this weekend.
That's right. You're in the voice of that one.
Yeah, and they think it's just like, you know, it's... You know, my dad's a tiger. I'm a saber-toothed tiger in the movie.
Yeah, what kind of money do those things pull in? Those animated
features
like that.
Tons and tons.
Oh, yeah.
And I took all back end.
You did?
Oh, yeah. So I got to tell everybody out there. But I mean this. It actually is a really funny movie that you can enjoy with the kids. But you got to go this weekend because I got a lot of stuff I want to buy.
Dennis,
I'm going to start my own airline, you know?
A movie like that, you could come out yourself and say it blows, don't see it, and it's going to gross like bazillions.
There's no other kids movie out for 2 weeks.
Right. And it looks great. It's it's digital animation. It looks fantastic from the trailers I've seen.
Yeah, it is. It's great, actually. I mean, they did a good job. And Leguizamo's character is hysterical. So, I mean, I had kids. I have ages 5 to 13 sitting in my row with me, and they were, all of them were laughing. And there was like 4 or 5 jokes the kids don't get that were good for the parents.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like an hour and a half. I mean, you don't have a buck and a half. You can just go in and sit there and laugh your balls off. You know, come on.
Cool.
And, you know, it comes out on video. I get all that money, too. So, come on.
Nice. You know? Hey, Dennis, we're heard in Canada, and Nate has already seen the job that's on tonight in the States.
Oh, really?
Let's get a review. Nate.
How you doing, boys?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Not too much. How you doing, Dennis?
Good, man.
Hey, you looking forward to some shrimp or what?
Yeah. That's a funny scene, isn't it?
Yeah, great flick. Adam's girlfriend is freaking insane.
She is crazy.
Tonight's show goes by, and it seems like you sat down for 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It goes quick. It's a quick half hour of the show.
But tonight, everybody is so drunk and messed up halfway through the show, and Adam's girlfriend is like a S&M freak, and she's just beating the crap out of him, and he's loving it.
That's great.
So, yeah, it's great really show, funny. Dennis.
You loved it, huh, Nate?
Good. Yeah, fantastic. Tonight's show is probably one of the best ones I've seen yet. I was just killer.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Yep. Talk to you later.
There you go, from the horse's mouth.
I know.
Yeah.
Nate.
Hey, Dennis, are you doing anything else with Sandra Bullock?
Not besides dinner, no.
Okay.
You know?
What is that about, Norton?
I got an email and somebody asked me, is he doing another movie with Sandra Bullock? So I'm asking.
And you figured you'd
I asked him. Someone asked me to ask him, so I asked him.
That's all you have today?
Norton's doing personal favors for people now on the email.
All right.
Scott.
He's taking his money on the side on the email.
Yeah. Scott calling from Saudi. Scott, what's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey.
Dennis, what's happening?
What's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to fill you in on a classic back in the day. We used to hang out on the projects, and every year at St. Patty's Day, they'd come out with green mesk, just for the occasion.
Green mescaline?
That is classic. Wow.
Norton, you are an awful man.
Leave it to us, Scott.
Boston.
Well, Dennis, we're going to let you go.
Yeah, hey, guys, tonight, 9:30 ABC, next week, same thing, and Ice Age this weekend.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and I'll be back on soon to talk about the firefighters and whatever the hell else I have. And I think Adam Ferrara is going to call you guys in a little bit.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, you know what? Hold on. This guy's been dying to get through.
Who is it?
When you said fire. Lewis. Lewis!
Yeah, how you doing, Dennis?
Hey.
What's up, guys? I just, I'm a firefighter. I'm working down the Trade Center now.
Hey.
I can't thank you enough for all the stuff that you've done.
Well, we got a lot more stuff we're going to do, so.
Yeah, I just, when I've seen you in interviews, I know you can't speak enough about the about us guys, and just thanks a lot.
Well, we appreciate what you guys are doing, man. So we're going to make a lot more noise and try to fill in that $60 million gap they created by taking away that money out of your budget.
Yeah, that was a great timing on that one.
Yeah, I know.
I really don't.
Yeah, guys, sorry about everything. $60 million, we need it back. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, he's a businessman.
He could take that money out of his probably rolled up in a sock under his bed.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Maybe the helicopter fuel out to the Hamptons that he uses. Maybe
one of his 6 houses. You know?
And I wanted to say one more thing. The show is great, the Viagra one, my girlfriend just did not like.
Really?
Why not?
You know what it was? Between the mistress and the wife.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, she was not happy about that.
Dennis, the way your character screws up with your girlfriend and your wife, I sit there and go, you are a jackass.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you can't even play it right.
I know.
You got a pretty ideal situation there with the side girlfriend who, she's kind of bitchy a lot, but it seems like she's going to be there no matter what.
And she's hot.
Yeah, and you still screw it up.
I know.
He winds up leaving and having to call the wife and, like, trying to get with her to get the effects of the Viagra taken care of.
Drinking the NyQuil.
And he lets the girlfriend hear him talking to the wife. You're ridiculous.
I love though.
With the green tongue from drinking the NyQuil.
All right, guys.
All right, man.
Talk to you soon.
Take care,
thanks,
Dennis.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. There he goes. Dennis Leary. There you go. The job. 9:30.
Tonight.
ABC. Tonight.
I think we'll finally get to Lewis.
Nah, I'm going to leave here shortly.
Do you got to leave now?
Yeah, I do.
He's got to tape the
I got like five more minutes.
Oh, my God. Am I going into a break?
No, it's right. But
done
you got
nothing
but,
with
but,
you.
Sorry, you got to tell him that I'm at the Stress Factory.
Wait a minute.
Stress Factory.
I saved all my good stuff, so I can just tell them I'm doing it at the club.
When are you at the Stress Factory?
Tomorrow and Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been hanging for an hour waiting to talk, and you really have to leave.
Yeah, but I don't care. I love coming in here. It's like I feel like I separated from reality, and then I go back.
How about you give us a little something?
We'll give you a little something.
Like, what's bothering you today? How about the terrorists getting their...
Getting their visas?
Yeah,
visa,
can you believe that?
Isn't that great?
Perfect. I think it's perfect. I think it's absolutely perfect. Yeah. Our government at work, you know?
So screwed up that after everything, somebody had to... Put that, at least type it into a computer.
Yep.
Mohammed Atta. They had to type it in
exactly.
For a visa and send it out and never realize that was the terrorist.
Never crossed
that
their mind.
Died and killed people.
Never crossed their mind. Never was seen along the way, you know?
No, it never picked up a red flag thrown up somewhere.
Or maybe, how screwed up would this be? It didn't happen.
Oh.
When we look out the window. Maybe if they'd actually gotten them these visas, they'd be back and we'd start over. We hit a warp in time. That would make more sense than to completely miss it. And I also like the fact they were getting ready to nuke everything.
Right, that seems to be bubbling to the surface.
Oh, that's good.
Lewis, if you remember, this was my strategy
from
the beginning.
It's always been Yemen, but you were Yemen.
I was Yemen, and you see, we got people in Yemen.
Yes, we do.
They're fighting.
No, remember, why not
it's
Yemen?
It's very covert.
Why not Yemen?
No, you're absolutely right.
But I like the idea of scaring these little dirty bastards with the nuclear weapon.
Yep.
The nuclear bomb.
Yep. No, I always like that. I always like holding that up as something that we should do. Because you know what?
Yeah.
Because I always like to see, you know, more beachfront property.
Well, whatever it takes, Lewis.
Whatever
you know?
It takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
We're not talking about bombing countries. We're not talking about nuking countries that have the ability to nuke
us. It's one thing if you can contain this. If they would, you know, look, if they're willing to make a nuclear weapon that they think is just going to, like, spritz in a small area, I get it. But if you remember, Schmucko,
yes.
If you see those things from the 40s where they're kind of doing the tests, those idiots are standing out there in sunglasses.
Atmospheric tests.
Looking at a thing. A mushroom cloud that's like 10 feet away and the wind's going right through their head. You know, until they kind of like figure it out a little.
Yeah.
You just send dental equipment over. Why don't we just stoke them that way?
Lewis,
X-ray the pigs.
They understand we did drop two nuclear bombs on Japan.
I know.
And look,
that.
No one's worse for wear now. It's not all that bad.
Hello?
What?
You are worse for wear. You wouldn't be doing this. You wouldn't have been doing this.
If what?
You'd have been a Nobel Prize winning scientist.
I was alive to participate in the nuclear program.
You didn't have to be. You didn't have to be. Your parents breathe, poop out, and then bump, sperm meets egg, and we end up with you?
Yes, but I'm saying we've nuked people. We could do it again.
We certainly could.
A precedent.
I just think, you know, put up some lead walls before you do it, all right?
That's a good, it's kind
Lewis,
of a good idea. I'll take it under advisement.
Do we go after Saddam?
Saddam Hussein in Iraq. What do you think?
What do you think, Lewis?
I have no...
Where do we go next?
I think, it's obvious we go after Saddam.
Oh.
Or what we do is we put a dome over Israel and Palestine.
Let
and
them
then say and say, we'll come back when you're ready to talk.
Call it Thunderdome?
Call it Thunderdome, because they have totally lost their grip.
Two countries in, one country leave?
Yeah, but as a gentleman in Central Park said the other day, allow the Palestinians to open casinos, and the Israelis will gamble there, and we're done. How simple is that?
I like it.
It makes the most sense.
Oh, man. I'm just getting started. He's got to go.
I know.
Well, I got to go to the show.
All right, hold on. This guy. You're doing great with the show.
I know I'm doing great.
Why the attitude?
No, the attitude was just I got to leave. I'm frustrated.
Yeah. All right.
I was having fun here.
Fred, what's up?
Yo, Lewis, don't go yet. Your take on Grand Theft Auto 3 had me rolling. The whole take on video games in general, you were incredible. You were a genius.
Thank you.
One of the funniest things you've ever done, even over the radio. Nice. On TV, had me rolling. On the radio the next day was incredible.
Yeah, we're starting to replay the Back in Black.
That's really nice.
It's 5 minutes less radio we have to worry about.
Right. Well, let's hear it again.
Lewis, I'm going to ask you a question about The Daily Show. Mike, you know, I don't know if you want to answer or not.
Yes.
Have you gotten a lot of emails or stuff from people that say, I kind of like Stephen Colbert? as the guy. John now, I like John. Don't get me wrong. John has taken on this persona that's a little bigger than it was when he first started.
Yeah, John's moved up, boy.
Yeah.
John's moved up that ladder.
And he seems to take many opportunities letting everybody know he has. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say. I see Stephen Colbert does the show when John's away, and I find myself enjoying it a little more than I do when John's on. Yeah. Have you heard anything?
I haven't heard because I don't have a kind of a Jim Norton website where people are constantly...
DataBullet.com? Yeah, like, Jim Norton?
Well, Jim is constantly in communication with half the universe.
He absolutely is. He's the pinnacle of a whole universe.
I care about my people that enjoy my thing. I care
Shut
about
up,
I want them
not.
To have
Stop
a way
it.
To come and see me at Town Hall on April 18th. Who cares?
Wow. Nice plug.
April 18th. It's a little far in advance, I think. A little far in advance.
Oh, my God. We might have some dirt on Lewis Black.
What?
Please. John, what's up?
Yeah, I was down in Florida last week for Bike Week, and I heard a commercial on the radio.
Well, yeah.
Florida-style White Castle hamburger joint.
Exactly.
Lewis was hawking these things. Yeah, what's up with that?
Oh, yeah? I told you this. I'm the voice of Crystal Burgers.
You're the voice of Crystal Burgers?
I'm the guy.
Wow.
They don't even sell them up here. Yeah, exactly. That's no dirt. I've actually...
We got to get a commercial. Oh, I got to get a copy of this.
You got to get a copy of it. It's unbelievable. What's truly amazing is a truly southern institution that serves really a White Castle burger, but they call it Crystals, has hired a Jew to be the voice, a New York Jew, to be the voice of their burger. It's psychotic. The last thing I did, I'm selling corn pups. That's a hot dog on a stick with cornbread around it.
Meal stuff around
with
it.
Fried, perfect.
Lewis, and where is that trash. Sold? You're white trash.
Where is that sold? Are you kidding? That's sold in Alabama, Mississippi, same place.
Now the Jew boy is going to tell you about a new hot dog.
It's exactly it.
Come on, New York Jew boy.
Where's
chili
your spokesman?
Cheddar, chili. You know,
he's the new Dave Thomas.
I'm the Dave Thomas guy. Of Southern Cracker Foods. It's unbelievable.
Dude, how great was it when he died?
No.
Let's be honest here. Quit fooling around. He stunk. No charisma.
Thanks.
Lewis, we're coming by.
Lewis, get off the floor.
Well, that was funny.
All right, John, we're going to find that commercial and play it on our show.
Oh, I can't wait. I got to hear this now.
All right.
Really bad.
Any other things in your mind?
Nah.
That's about it today?
That's it.
Just that I'll be going on April 18th to Town Hall.
Yes.
To see Jim Norton. And then just that I'll be at the Stress Factory Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then next week I'll be by probably to harass you guys.
And the Daily Show.
The Daily Show tonight.
What kind of subjects are you hitting on tonight?
Tonight, digital. We're digitizing all this stuff. And
that's right. He mentioned that earlier.
Yep. Yeah.
We forgot to mention that on our show. They had a James Bond movie, and they put the bra in it.
They put the bra in it.
Why is that?
This is a movie that this is one of the movies that gave me one of my first chubbies watching the movie, and then they took it out.
Bastards.
She had a nice little dress on, no bra, and they made a black bra.
They made a black bra because you know how kids will go; they go insane when they.
Why was Drew Barrymore offended by that too?
Yeah. But the E.T. thing is even more amazing.
But the great one is the ending, which is the reason I actually have to go. The ending tonight is going to be classic.
Oh, really? Could I just say they might be digitizing something?
They might be digitizing something.
Right.
You're not going to be topless again, are you?
Oh, no. This time you'll be able to hold your lunch.
They're going to put Triple H's body on you?
No, this is better. This is better. You'll love this.
Oops.
No, this is better.
Let's just tune in, right?
You'll like
the tease,
this.
The big tease.
You will like this.
Yeah?
All right.
The grand finale of Back in Black tonight?
Yeah, it's a good one.
They're going to put you in a tub with Andrea Yates?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
Oh, you a horrible, horrible, awful man.
Mercurio came up, I think, with this one.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's maybe even an Emmy Award-winning conclusion?
Possibly.
I've seen his Emmy Award. He brought it in.
I know he did.
Lewis carries it with him everywhere.
He actually doesn't wear underwear. He straps it to his legs. His genitals are in the car.
It's holding it. Emmy, it's herself, it is holding it. Holding up his junk.
Yeah. It's unbelievable to watch.
You're not the voice of snowman dolls, are you?
No, but I will be. Okay. If the price is right, I will be.
All right, and really fast, because it hit the papers here in New York, you just interviewed John McCain and Bob Dole.
Yeah, I did.
How was that?
It was actually, what was amazing is I finished the interview and I said, you know, you guys should be doing my show. You should just do the show. I mean, I'll
really?
Produce it. Dole is a seriously funny man. It's amazing when you go, where was this guy?
Where was this personality? Yeah, during the election.
From the moment he walked in the room, he was seriously funny. Everything was like a setup, boom. Everything he said was funny. He said, that reminds me of when I was, we were talking, and he said, I brought up something, about, gentlemen, don't let this tax your memory, because I'm doing this thing on taxes. Mm-hmm. And he was in the Senate making a speech, don't let this tax your memory. And Kennedy yells out, well, that's not a bad idea. Maybe we should start taxing memories. And then he goes on for 2 minutes about it. And then he turns to his dog and he says, you see him? He's got a dog like flipping around next to him. He goes, that's a deduction. That dog is a solid deduction. I mean, he was
so right. He's lost his mind is what you're saying.
But he was seriously funny.
Did he complain about the key for the strawberries? And he knew there was
strawberries.
One.
Strawberries. How many portions did you have?
And McCain was McCain said some stuff about taxes that I said, I say that in clubs and I do it to get laughs, and that means if I just kind of cut out the laughs, I could be
you
a
could
senator.
Be a politician.
And it never crossed my mind.
Did you interview them both together?
No.
You should have done it both together and called the segment Three Good Arms.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Are you? See, you're horrific.
Yeah, that's the reason.
You're horrific.
That was horrific.
Jesus.
Well, you got to remember which one to, you got to be there. You got to remember which one to shake. I tell you that.
Could you sign? Oh, no, here,
I'm wondering what's wrong with one of Lewis's arms now.
One, two, three.
And now he became the elephant man.
You know what would have worked out? You said Bob Dole showing his personality. And this, I truly believe, would have worked for him. When he fell off of that stage, remember that whole episode?
Yeah.
And it was caught on, there were all kinds of cameras rolling. And he just collapsed, falls off the stage. If he would have just looked into one of the many news cameras that were around and just went, live from New York, it's Saturday night. How funny would it have been? I mean, I'd have voted for him just on that alone.
Maybe he's not
the pratfall.
But he's not thinking as quick as you are comedically. Why does he just do a brilliant Tyson impression, too?
No,
he's
I'm just thinking that
guy.
If he's a funny guy with personality, that probably would have put it away for him. You know how American people are. He did a joke. Cha-ching. Pull the lever. I vote for him.
But McCain, I have to say, at the end, they set us up in a in his Senate conference room. He came in and did the interview. And then at the end, my producer said, would you work with Lewis here for a second? And we do this bit in there. And he was great at it.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, it's amazing. Then they left us in the room alone, and I kept thinking, I'm in the Senate room. It's an investigative room. You know, it's where you come in. It's the Senate committee room. It's Commerce Committee. I'm sitting here going, should I really just, have them just, I got a camera there, I could be walking around this room buck naked. There was like 50 things. Nobody was watching over us. I'm going, this is nuts. It was like, and then I thought, boy, as soon as I take my pants down to do something stupid, they'll be in here in a second.
No anthrax in the
nothing.
Place
no, the whole place is anthrax. It's all clean.
Did you do any white powder jokes?
And I'll tell you this, it was easier to get in the Senate than it is to get in here.
Yeah, see? That it is to get in our stupid building.
They gave me no pass. I didn't have to wait till somebody typed my name out.
Martha.
Yes.
Why are you still listening to us?
I'm not listening to you. I just want to tell you it's pretty pathetic. Yesterday, those stupid women on the phone were being in.
Guarantee you were one of them.
That's pretty pathetic. You guys should be in that barrel so you can make your little weenies a little bit smaller.
Martha's calling back.
Martha wants to be a character.
Martha wants to be part of the Opie and Anthony show.
I don't want to
yes,
be part of
you
Opie
do.
And Anthony. You guys are disgusting.
What's your name, fat body?
You try to make your point, and now you're calling back to be a little character.
Maybe if enough of us call up, maybe your boss will can you guys.
Keep listening, Martha. You listen every day.
Martha, thanks for interrupting my segment, Martha.
Right.
I'm supposed to leave, and then you come in and interrupt, and don't even try it again. It's my segment right now, okay? Got it? Back off.
Good fight, whatever.
Well, right. Yeah, whatever. I'm blocking you now. I'm blocking you. talking. Yes, you. No one can hear you. No one can hear anything you're saying.
You can say
quack, 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 quack,
quack, quack, quack,
quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack,
quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack,
quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, tuck your stretchy pants into your socks, fatso.
Than what they really are, and then for sure you won't have a woman that would want you. Imagine
your
that.
Awful birth-giving
oh my
body.
God. No tuck woman would ever want you. Because your weenies are tinier than what they usually
want
are.
Want ya? Do you have to talk white trash? Want ya?
Yeah, because you
it's want you, fatso.
You talk white trash. What do you mean?
Want ya? Stop with
that's
the W-A-N-C-H-A. Want ya?
You guys talk white trash. Are you talking about
speak
me?
Speak proper English.
All right, there she goes.
You blubbering you nothing.
See? Well, I do have to go now.
You know what? We called that. We called it, though.
Oh, we know she listens.
Can you picture her? She's snapping her gum.
She said she'll never listen again. She knew what we did yesterday. She's listening today.
Of course she is.
Twinkie-eating slob.
Self-hating fan of the show. No, she's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And Martha, next time you're out, buy your kids Crystal Burgers.
Yes. Yes.
Lewis, it's always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Just listen to the moneylender. He'll tell you what to eat. Crystal Burgers. Hey, Jew boy, what do you like on yours? Matzah?
Crystal, that's code word for crass killer.
Wow.
Hey,
that
is
good.
Can I address something real quick? Because this is instant feedback. This is why I... This is from Lieutenant Reverend. Hey, plug whore, I just tried to go to eatabullet.com and it come up address not found. Nice head, Deke. Hey, stupid, eat a bullet is E-A-T-A-B-U-L-L-E-T, not I-T. Bullet is not B-U-L-L-I-T, dummy. Hey, Martha, your husband wrote in.
All right, Lewis, have fun. We'll see you guys. Oh, we're not going to be here next week. Vacation, so.
Oh, good for you.
Do you need anything? You want us to plug something?
No, that's it. Okay. Just the stress.
All right.
I'll be in San Francisco if you're out there.
What's the number for the stress
I think
factor?
We're on in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have fun.
I don't know the number. You know I don't.
732-545 ha ha
ha ha.
H A H A for Lewis Black tickets.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Lewis Black, everyone.
Cool.
And Stephen Lynch next.
Yes,
the guest just backing up today.
Fun filled.
He's going to sing the bowling song that we were talking about earlier.
Oh,
today.
I can't wait.
Thanks, Lewis. And he's got a brand new song too.
Very cool.
We'll do that next.
Хорошо, у них есть эти большие тицки. Whip
them around.
Тицки.
Whip them around.
Тицки.
Wednesday.
It's off the hook, yo.
Opie and Anthony.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Man, what a day.
Fun filled.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show. We have too much going on today. This never happens.
I know. You know, Froy is checking in about Lewis doing the Crystal Burgers commercial down there in Florida. He goes, Crystal Burgers, that's one step below being a mini wheat.
Ouch.
And
Norris,
I like
the mini wheat commercials. Come on.
I'm the frosted side.
All right.
You know, it's Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
We're so busy, we haven't been able to talk about that.
Well, we don't touch on it all that much because the nice weather isn't around, but we do like reminding people that it is
the
there.
Nice weather's on the way here in New York, Anthony.
Yes.
And it's coming back bigger than ever. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, if you go to foundrymusic.com, there's lots of wow going on the website. There's a Wow Me section where girls all over the country are, sending in pictures of themselves topless.
Wowing.
There's some really good ones up right now. Go to foundrymusic.com, the Wow Me section. I hope you know what wow is by now. Do we need to waste time on that?
No, I'm pretty
you
sure.
You put wow
knows.
In your car, if the girls feel like it, they'll flash you. That's a sign that you want to see boobies.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what is this?
I feel like I should be roller skating.
Seems like a big flying saucer should be coming down.
A couple phone numbers in the New York area, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, outside of New York, 866-277-4. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen Lynch has been waiting an hour and a half to get on the show. Louis Black waited an hour, and we didn't even do anything with him.
And we couldn't even speak to him.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Triple H.
Ah, there he is.
You know how the show started today?
3 o'clock. Let's see. What did we do?
It seems like we were talking about this days ago, but we were talking about Stephen Lynch and the Did you hear us talking about you?
Yeah.
I knew he was listening. Damn it. We were talking about all of your fantastic songs that we have been playing over the years on this very program. And
tens of songs.
How we have
you did hear the ones and tens of songs.
You did hear the good stuff, right?
How like yeah,
okay. A tribute.
Well, we already knew you didn't like that song because if you recall when I called you guys from Washington D.C. having just done the Kennedy Center for all those kids,
yeah,
and I was saying yeah, you know I don't really have any family type songs.
Right.
And you go, oh, didn't you have a cute little bowling song once?
Was there sarcasm in that when he
what,
said
you
it?
Picked up on yeah. the sarcasm?
Yeah, crazy. Right?
It's kind of cool that we could have an open discussion about this.
I like the bowling song.
They're not all winners, you know?
I like the
sometimes
bowling song.
Sometimes you get brown sugar, sometimes you get...
Hold on.
Between a rock and a hard place. What are you going to do?
Lynchy. We said we liked every song you did except one.
That's great.
I can't think of another song we did not like.
I still... even Lennon had some maybe that he wasn't happy with or didn't... You know, what? Even Ozzy Norton probably had a tune.
That's a grateful example.
Yeah, I'm
bad
sorry.
Example.
Sorry.
In the middle of his syndicated program.
And you don't even watch that show last night?
I know, you don't even watch it.
I was performing in Delaware. What am I going to do? Turn
a VCR,
money?
My friend.
No, I don't have
hello,
one.
Hello, a VCR is broken. Let me tell you something
and
about...
so is my DVD player.
Can I explain something to you about the 21st century that we live in? Can I explain just a little tidbit of something to you, Norton?
Yes, hot seat.
Back in the olden days of the top-loading VCR, that was the size of a Conestoga wagon.
And it was just
as heavy.
With colorful buttons on it.
Colorful buttons, if you're lucky. Some of them even had channel changers on them. It was an actual channel changer. Top loader was, I mean, the mechanism used to lift the tape out was akin to the elevator used to lift F-16s or onto the flight decks of aircraft carriers. This is how intricate this machinery was when this stuff first came out. And when they broke, you took it to your local handy-dandy TV repairman, and he fixed it with various tools in his craft and techniques and expertise. And he returned it to you good as new for you to use until perish the thought it broke again where you would
but
take
no
it to
one
be
fixes
repaired again.
VCRs anymore.
Thank you, Opie. That's what I was getting to in my long-winded explanation. No one fixes these. When it breaks, you know what you do with it?
You get
you
a new
have fun
one.
Kicking it out your door. You trot to the Wiz or any other numerous electronics places. You put down $25 and you pick up another one. They're dirt cheap.
You having fun just poking fun at me?
Already? I poke.
I had the VCR broke, and here's what happened. The audio was still really good, but only on certain videos. The video, I mean, was good, but the audio would go... and you couldn't hear the sound.
Right.
But the video was pretty good, and then my DVD player broke, so I have nothing to watch these things on, and I'm not going to mention any blonde-haired names of people.
Do you know how inexpensive these things are?
Who are going to help me get a nice VCR-DVD combo for my new place.
Look
at you.
From the fine folks at Samsung.
No, I don't know.
Samsung.
I never
we have one of those.
I may just go out and buy two new units.
That's a great little device.
You know what? Get the TiVo. That's what I have.
TiVo, very good. Digital. You could do rewind. You could rewind programming.
But I will watch the
audio. You pause it when people are in the middle of making funny faces. It's hours of entertainment.
And you could watch the show, and if you got to take a leak, you're not going to worry about missing it. You hit pause, and you go take a leak. And you come back and watch it.
Yeah. So you saw the Osbournes?
That's the best show on television.
It really is.
Yeah.
Did you talk about this already?
No.
No, not really today.
We didn't really get to discuss. I thought the best part of the whole thing was
I didn't see it.
When he goes, I feel invisible again.
It was the again part.
Like he was putting on a cape, running around going, oh, Sharon can't see me today because I'm invisible.
Sharon! He is the sorriest son of a bitch. I feel so bad. There he is. Ozzy friggin' Osbourne. Rock star, you know, and he is tortured by a wife that is filling some void in her life with small mammals that run around the house.
Yeah.
Two children that could not give a crap he's Ozzy Osbourne and are more just embarrassed by the fact that he's Ozzy. It's a horror show. And this poor guy walks around in his robe. Did you see him coloring that thing?
It was like, that was a big coloring book.
Like, he's drawing something with crayons in it, coloring, and it was awful.
How cute is like, that, though?
No, you know what? It's very cute, but it's Ozzy. You're talking about a grown man.
Because in the first episode, they say he's an artist. He's got coloring books.
I have seen celebrities that do paintings, and you're like, wow, there's a double talent the person's got. They're an actor or a musician. And an artist. Ozzy doing this is like worse than your chick coming up with your band logo in junior high on the cover of her notebook. It was that quality.
Sharon, I didn't go outside the lines.
Yeah, I can't keep it in the lines. It's a catastrophe.
And he doesn't blink.
He's got the look of
that
a retarded
really
old
to freak
man.
Me out.
He walks like he's a stroke victim. He can't even
walk. Well, that's because he's got a busted foot or something.
He's hobbling about. There's the Osborne Mansion being crapped on and leaked all over by more animals than I could count. And he just goes around complaining and yelling and screaming and coloring because he's got nothing else to do. The man has no responsibility in his life. None. Have you noticed there is nothing he does? He walks around. I've seen him walk. I've seen him bitch.
Turn on the vacuum cleaner.
To turn on the vacuum cleaner. I'm going mad. And then he's coloring.
Coloring.
This is what his life is. It was touring the country, doing more drugs than you could even imagine. And what's his life now? He walks around like an old woman that just got out of the shower. When he had the robe on and his hair was up, and he sat down, and I thought we were going to see some tattooed Ozzy Yanbang fall out of his robe. I was horrified. I actually blocked my eyes for a second.
It was close.
Oh,
I don't
was.
Think you could be any closer.
Why'd you block your eyes? Because it wouldn't be big and uncut like the ones on Oz? That's small and British. Who needs that one? It's white.
Hey, we got some clips from Ozzy last night. Rockstar doesn't pick up turds.
Why can't we get like you know, people get like lass in trouble, you know, dogs that do tricks. But mind you, I'm gonna try, I'm not picking up another turd. I'm a rock star.
I'm a rock star. I'm not picking up another turd. I'm a rock star, man.
Yeah, a lassie-type dog that does tricks. He's the greatest man ever.
He wants a lassie-type dog.
The show needs subtitles, though. You gotta watch it two or three times to pick up on everything.
Yeah. I felt so bad for him. He pleaded with his wife not to get another cat. It was just like, please, I'm begging you. It's Ozzy. I'm begging you. Promise me you're not going to get another cat. Promise me. Please, Sharon, don't. And she's leaving, and he's like, please, don't get another cat. And what does she do? Gets another goddamn cat. The end of the show, when Ozzy's looking at the table, and for that split second, his face is, am I seeing double again? Like, he didn't quite figure it out. He thought maybe he was just seeing the cat in double vision, and then he realized it was two cats, and he goes yelling for his wife again. Half the show is him running from a room, yelling his wife's name. Just,
Sharon! Did you hear how proud he was of the little joke that he made when the cat lady named Tamara comes over and she's leaving? He goes, oh, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, man.
Ozzy, say goodbye to tomorrow.
I said, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Get it?
See you.
Get it?
He's so happy.
And then when...
That's a good joke.
Oh, Jesus. Another great part with Tamara, the girl. She was brought in. She's a trainer for the dogs.
A therapist.
Therapist. So they don't take a crap and leak all over the antique rugs. So she's talking with Ozzy's wife, and she's ready to leave. And she goes, well, we'll work on housebreaking, because the dog, right when she was leaving and she was saying how good the dog then took a leak on one of the rugs.
Right.
So the wife then tells Ozzy, she goes, oh, Tamara was here, and she was talking about what a good dog is for not taking a leak, and she leaked on the rug. And then Ozzy goes, who? thinking for a second in his head, maybe Tamara, like, for some reason, took a leak on his rug.
Right. Hey, we got Ozzy checking
yes,
in.
Jim?
Before he, I would, the thing about Ozzy that's beautiful is that he would show this part of himself. The man just doesn't stop giving.
Yes.
Music for 30 years, and then this, most rock stars
this
are too arrogant to do this.
This program, hysterical, isn't it?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't.
He doesn't stop
it's
giving.
It's obvious, because he's a lunatic, retarded old man right now.
All right.
Ozzy!
Hello, guys. How are you?
What's up, Ozzy?
What's up?
First of all, I'd like to clear the air right off the bat. I'd never in my life had thought that Kelly would bring home freaking Elijah Wood, man.
You had Elijah Wood in your house, Ozzy.
I was 2 seconds of kicking his ass, at the door, but I had the cameras are on, I had to be civil, you know.
Why don't you like Elijah Wood? It didn't even seem like you knew who he was, Ozzy.
I saw Lord of the Rings, it was a big talk, whatever, so I went to see it, you know, and it was a little long, you know, and I can't pay attention to something more than, you know, a few minutes, and you got me in there for 3 hours, you know.
Ozzy, we gotta ask you about, what the hell were you coloring?
I do my own artwork every now and then. You know?
That's a coloring book.
Like you guys say, you know, sometimes I have a lot of time on my hands, you know. But, you know, between that, I also set up a side project, Ben. But, you know, I also like to do artwork, you know.
Ozzy, I'm not saying the artwork's really that bad, but I've seen better stuff hanging on refrigerators at retards' houses.
So have I, man.
And we almost saw your yam bag last night.
I like to throw a little skin in every now and then. You know?
A little skin, yeah, a little too much. Those tats seemed like a good idea back in the day. Now it just looks like someone threw ink-soaked towels at you.
Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking, again, you know, the tattoos redone, you know, make it look a little more presentable, but, you know, I don't know, man.
Ozzy, it seems like you're very bored. All I can see, is it true in the next couple of weeks you're actually making an ashtray and gluing macaroni to it and spray painting it gold?
No, man, that's some silk of Harry.
Macaroni art? Nothing like that? A picture frame out of macaroni?
haven't gotten to that point yet, man.
No, yeah. You seem very bored, and there doesn't just seem to be much to do for Ozzy at his house.
You got the big video games and pinball machine, whatever, but, you know, after a little while, I guess it loses flavor, but, you know, I mean, Sharon, you know, she's always bringing goddamn animals home, you know.
I see, that's a big problem with you, Ozzy. They're messing up your beautiful Beverly Hills house.
They are, man. You know, they go crapping all over the place and, you know, stinking up the house, you know. I don't know, man. It keeps you busy, you know, following the dogs around.
I would say,
you know.
Yes, thank God you have the dogs, because then you'd have absolutely nothing to do. That's what I'm catching from this. If you didn't have the dogs to chase around and clean up after their crap and whiz, you would have absolutely nothing to do.
Well, I also have my artwork.
I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot about your artwork.
And trying to figure out the satellite TV.
Yeah, that's good. And the way he sits and watches that TV, his eyes just pop out, and he's looking like a retard looking at a Ferris wheel.
Ozzy, when are you going to blink?
You have to stay tuned. I don't blink much, you know.
No,
I'm afraid I've missed something, because, you know, what happened... I watch the television, and a big helicopter or something will fly across the street.
Right.
If I blink, I might miss it, you know.
Right.
That, you know.
You like the History Channel and the war channels and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the World War II shows are fun, you know.
They're good fun.
They're fun to watch, you know.
Good fun for everyone, right?
Yeah.
All right, Ozzy, we're going to let you go because we don't want to burn you out.
No.
Okay.
Say hi to everybody out there in St. James, Long Island, where Ozzy resides.
Okay, guys. Hi, everybody in St. James. I'll talk to you guys, you know, another time. And talk to you guys later.
All right,
man. Bye, Oz.
There he goes.
Bye.
The greatest caller in the history of this club.
It's Ozzy. It's Ozzy. Amazing.
The man just doesn't stop giving.
You can't hang up on Ozzy? What's wrong with your phone?
There he goes. Okay. When we get back, we got a couple tunes from Stephen Lynch.
And hopefully, are we going to hear the bowling song?
What?
You have to play the bowling
song.
Are you
going to? I played that once.
No.
Wait, less than stellar reception.
Steven, here's the problem.
Why would I play it again?
Here's the problem, and it's something only you can solve.
Let me guess. You don't have a history, a recording of it anywhere, right?
We don't.
What a shame.
We were talking about it at the top of the show.
And how are we going to make fun of the song when you're not here if we don't have a copy?
All right, I will play the song for you.
But
don't make me play it first. At least let me start off with something decent.
All right.
But we're thinking if you play that, then just imagine how the new song is going to be.
I got a couple new songs. I'll play it in between.
See? That's kind of sandwiching in there.
There you go.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Start big, and then you could, ease off a little bit and finish big.
Exactly.
I like it.
Taper, if you will.
Yes. Taper.
Taper. Rascals.
Oh, you store taper.
How old are you?
18.
All right. Pull your shirt off.
Wow. Fabulous.
Well.
Holy ravioli.
Opie and Anthony. Opie and Anthony. Wow. 1027 WNEW.
Packed house today on the Opie and Anthony show.
Yes.
Stephen Lynch tuning up his guitar. We're going to get to him in a second or two.
I am just, I got to say something. It's going to be one.
Sorry, go ahead.
One less thing we can goof on Opie about.
Why?
Which is kind of sucks because it's been a while, but I know that you're going to the Islander game tonight. And I saw 12-year-old Gary outside, so I guess that joke's over. You're finally taking him to the game. What?
Stop it. Wait a minute. Dude, I swear. Come on.
Dude, you just blew up my spot.
Hold it.
What's up, Gary?
wait. Hold on. Gary.
It is true I'm going.
I know. You said that today you're going to the Islander game after the show.
Well, they're playing in Jersey.
Yeah. I see Gary here, so
Islanders
I assume...
Islanders and the Devils tonight in Jersey. Yes, I am going, ass munch.
Hold it. Gary, you're not going?
Nope.
Oh, no.
No, you're following me. Is that the game?
So, well, what are you doing here?
I don't know. Just came.
You came to see Triple H, right?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you're here for? I thought you were here to...
And Gary, who said you could come down and see Triple H?
Stinky.
You lying son of a bitch.
Go ahead, Stinky.
Why, Opie, are you trying to say that you
I was responsible for a little Gary meeting Triple H today.
Aw, isn't that adorable?
And, yes, I am going to the Islander game,
ass.
He was not supposed to know about that, though.
I assumed...
Thank you, Anthony.
I'm sorry. I just thought, since you were going and he was here, that the reason he was here is...
It's the Devils.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You sent him to the crappiest team.
Well, he got to see the Sabres.
Which beat the crap out of them 5-0.
Right. I thought you were a Sabres fan. You should have. I thought you didn't enjoy that.
No, but you also said I was, how do you say the worst team around, the hockey team?
How do you say? What country are you from? It is like how you say in your country. How you say in your pre...
Hey, you look off Smirnoff.
How you say, what a country.
12-year-old Mohammed.
Man, it's the Devils.
Yeah.
It's Islanders Devils. I'm going with Joey Paisano.
Oh, my God. You're going with Joey Paisano?
I need a ride. You don't drive yet, right? You're 12.
No.
I need a ride.
Oh, man.
Now Joey's mad at me because he thinks I'm not inviting him.
Yeah, just for a ride. That's good. He'll take you for a ride.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
Maybe he can take you to his place and put some free food in your face, too, afterwards.
Sounds like a good idea.
Hey, come on.
All right.
Hey, we got to go pick up some mattresses.
Oh,
there
yeah.
he is.
Joey.
Because I'm driving?
Here comes the ride.
What is that all about?
Here's the ride. Look, Opie, it's the ride is here.
You said you weren't going to be here until 6:30.
Hey, Gary, how about me and you go to the game?
Yeah. Your ride's here, Opie.
You weren't supposed to hear that. You said you were getting here at 6:30.
Your ride's leaving. Your ride's leaving.
Hey, Paulie, come on. We got to go pick up some mattresses.
Yeah.
Oh, Paulie, you won't see him no more.
Take the cannoli. Leave the devil tickets. Hello, Carlo.
They're called Islander tickets, Jim Norton.
Not a devil tickets.
No, they're Islander tickets.
They're devil tickets.
Islander tickets.
I don't care.
That's good.
All right.
And there's Joey Paisano. Miss Opie, I'm just trying to drive you to the game.
You're the best friend I ever had.
Driving
Opie.
Mr. Opie.
All right.
That's great. How much are you going to tip Joey for driving? You a good tipper?
I'll give it a little extra effort on the library.
Yeah?
I'll give him an extra 10 seconds.
You're going to fill out the voucher that he gives you when you get to the venue?
All right.
Who signed this? Who signed this?
Gary.
Voucher.
You got to meet Triple H.
How you say voucher? How you say voucher?
You got to meet Triple H, right?
Yeah.
And you went to a game.
Yeah.
All right, leave me alone, kid.
Did you take a picture with Triple H?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a picture with him? Cool. That's pretty good.
Very big day for you, right?
Yeah.
You got to meet Triple H.
I'm telling you right now, I got a tip. You touch Sucker Patty's cane, I think you're going to get the big nail curse.
Gary, we don't want to burn you out.
You stink.
We don't want to burn you out.
All right, guys. See you.
Don't want to burn him out.
Let's not burn out 12 years.
Don't want to, how you say, burn the mouth. Suck it.
All right, Stephen Lynch in the studio.
Gary.
Wait, what tickets you got?
Wrestling tickets.
Oh, we gave you wrestling tickets, too.
Well, there you go.
Look at me.
Continental.
But thanks a lot, Greg.
What?
It's non-televised, so.
So it's kind of, you're pissed off at the tickets.
You're bitching because you have
non-televised
wrestling tickets?
That's classic.
Holy S.
You're going to be in the front.
I hear you're going to be in the front row, though.
Yeah, but I ain't bitching. I was hoping for a box.
I was hoping for a VIP suite. I get nothing.
The big man suite, I should
say. Hey, Gary, what about them bitches that were in earlier? Take their pants off for Triple H. That suck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Triple H, one of the best wrestlers.
You were hoping to get a little anatomy lesson while you were here.
Yeah.
No,
he got to see some boobage.
Nah.
I saw you peeking a little bit.
Were you peeking?
Yeah.
I saw him peeking.
I love that. Opie and Anthony show, contributing to the delinquency of a minor every day. It's great.
All right, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye there, Gary.
See you, Gary.
I want to burn you outside.
All right.
Pass by Opie's ride. Say hi. And when you go down to Paisano Mulberry Street, right down there in the heart of Little Italy, ask Joey to drive you somewhere. You get a glass of wine on the house.
Thank you, Anthony. That'll help my situation. Free commercial for Paisano's of Mulberry Street.
Just ask Joey to drive you somewhere. He's the one that comes into the restaurant in a full chauffeur regalia.
Not only is his
cap
food
and everything. Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Your bag, sir.
Not only is the food good, he's a good driver.
Yes.
You know how Opie loves the park. Take him through the park.
Bitumen.
All right. Stephen Lynch is here.
Once around the park, bitumen. Yes.
We're running out of show, too.
Stephen Lynch, Opie's window washer is what we call him. If occasionally Opie needs his windows washed, he calls up Lynchy.
Look, comes Opie, up with a no squeegee. Streaks.
Squeegee, newspaper, and Windex.
Lynch, where are you performing? I heard some kind of plug there before.
Tomorrow at Rascals in West Orange,
cool.
And then the next day at Rascals in Ocean Township.
I hate when they do that to you guys.
It
confuses everyone.
Right?
It's like, all right, so when is he?
West Orange people, tomorrow.
Okay, good. And?
Ocean Township people, day after tomorrow.
Very,
very good.
We like
very
to keep it simple
way.
On this show.
Very easy.
And then Governor's
day.
In Levittown next week on, I don't know.
No,
don't even. Now they're going to be like, what?
What? I got to go to Levittown for what?
And cool. Tyke's here, too.
Yeah. Tyke's here. He's going to do a couple songs with me. Or else.
Yes.
I heard a couple songs, Anthony.
Ah.
A couple, right?
And somewhere in there.
What am I doing to deserve
more than one?
I got two of them, man.
What? You heard that, too? God damn it.
That just means we love
you. If you don't want me to hear it, you shouldn't broadcast over the, what do you call it?
The radio.
Oh,
yeah. And somewhere in this montage of songs, will we be hearing the bowling song?
If you want to hear it, that's
I've been
fine
getting psyched
me.
Up just by playing this sound.
Oh! Was that a bowling pin?
Yeah, it's a bowling ball. With some pins. There, here we go. Look. Bravo.
Perhaps you could play that throughout my
audition.
Throughout
the song.
We'll see how that
works.
Other things that I'm pretty sure you're going to be playing.
No,
in the
I want to hear the song. We need a pristine recording of it.
All right. Okay.
All right. Is this true?
What?
This is horrible, Joey. Because I don't doubt this at all. Opie actually has Joey stand in the lobby with a sign that says Hughes on it.
Yes.
Waiting.
I have the cap, but it's out.
Do you? You stand there with the cardboard sign,
the
magic marker Hughes written on it, and you just... Yeah. That's awful.
Can we hurry up? Shoes are shine, too, Mr.
Can we hurry up? I got a game to go to tonight.
Yeah, of course you do.
Where's the Jim Brewer bit? Okay. All right, so what are we starting with today, Lipsy?
A little song I wrote called She Got a Smile. And I think that's the tentative title, anyway. And it's about something that all or many guys go through when they go to a bar, hang out, have a couple drinks, and they see that special lady across the room.
Yes.
Just feel there's some chemistry. So
sure.
Here we go. And to help me out, my friend Mark Tyke is going to play. She got a smile, yeah, she got a smile, and she's flashing it right at me. She got a wink across the bar, and I know that it's meant to be. She got a walk, oh, she walking over, and I think it could be my day. She got a friend, oh, she got a friend, now why she's standing in her way?
It's a big fat friend.
God, there's always
big
one to wreck my f***ing fun. Now, baby, 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 if it's boots you wanna knock, leave your chubby friend at home because she's gonna block the cat. Now, I'm afraid of no man with any I'll contend, but I cannot compete with your big fat friend. Big fat friend. So, big fat friend, we meet again. You will not leave her alone. You roll your eyes, make sarcastic comments, why you're sucking on a chicken bone. But that's okay, you think you won the battle, but I tend to disagree. See, I know you and your Achilles heel, and he's sitting next to me. It's my non-discriminating friend.
So what that you're a cow?
Non-discriminating friend.
I nail you anyhow.
Yeah, I know he smells like whiskey and he's had a couple rounds.
But with every shot of Jaeger, hey, you lose a couple pounds.
Now, baby, 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 bring the evening to an end. Just you and me and my pal.
And your big fat friend.
Hey, that's all right, man.
Yeah.
Steven Lynch.
Thank you very much.
The name of that song was Martha.
Oh. Shut up. Why are you always going to say things like that about women? You're degrading to women. Act.
Very good.
Thank you.
You can't follow that song with the bowling song. And
sure.
And
it
seriously,
it wouldn't
come
be
on.
Right, man.
It really wouldn't be right.
Are you guys are off next week, yes?
Yeah, we need to play all these songs next week.
Including the bowling song.
I never heard it.
No one has. We played it once.
It's a great song.
If we had it on tape, we would have been able to play it.
We have Stephen Lynch CDs at this point. We have like three of them.
I know.
Every song he's ever done on that show except for one.
That one didn't make the cut.
It's amazing.
Is it that bad?
No.
Don't answer that, please.
I don't remember the last time I heard it, so I couldn't tell you.
It's a bit unorthodox. It's not the usual, you know.
I do remember after the show, when we went to the office, Opie went, dude, what's with that bowling song?
Hey, wait, man. I've taken enough abuse today. Come on. I got everyone else hating me in the room. I think I came in and I was
looking to fill a little time.
Right.
And I dug into the bag of old songs, and that's just one I came up with.
I kind of liked it. I've been known to toss that big, heavy, round ball.
There were some good obscure bowling references in the song.
It's chock full of bowlers.
Chock full.
ABC, you know, bowling.
Were there references to that thing that blows the air out to dry your hands?
No, I missed that one.
Damn it. It's like my favorite part of bowling. A ball return.
Well,
damn.
Do we do the bowling song again?
I would hope so eventually. Bad. I would have thought Steven would have had enough beers where he wouldn't really care about doing the bowling song.
Yeah, where did we go wrong?
What happened? You know, we got a Jaeger machine in the office.
I'll play the bowling song if you want me to
play it. Tripping breakers, but
it
sure tastes dandy.
You want people tuning out 40 minutes early.
Oh, believe me. They will not tune out. They will want to stick around to the end so the instant feedback and phone calls can go crazy.
I could play it if I give the disclaimer that it will not be one of the songs I play tomorrow at Rascals
no.
in West Orange or Friday at Rascals in Ocean Township.
I have a feeling when we play What Did We Learn Today, there's going to be a lot of
things about Stephen Lynch that they've learned?
Well, yeah. All right.
I'm afraid.
At this point, I'm surprised you and I have friends.
What's this you and I stuff? I kind of like the song.
Hey, good cop said he liked the song. Okay, what are you going to do?
Well, it was his turn.
Damn it, it used to work, man. Old gag don't work no more.
They know all our tricks.
Good cop, bad cop.
What was actually enjoyed?
Although I do think Joey is the driver is a ridiculous thing and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Lewis actually enjoys when we make fun of him now.
I actually have plenty of songs that I've played on this show that I'm sure you haven't repeated. But, you know,
No,
I don't want to.
That's the only one.
I think that's the only one. Like every other one we played.
It's not even, it's not that bad. I mean, it's not, it's not good, but.
Some of the other ones suck much more.
Thank you.
That's horrible.
That's a true friend right there.
Yeah.
All right, it's Stephen Lynch and the bowling song.
Yeah.
Let's all listen.
So you do want to hear it then.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at a list of all the songs I've played on this show, and I don't see it on here.
He doesn't see Almighty Malachi, the bowling god.
Oh, that's the title.
It's the bowling god.
Right. All right, Stephen.
I'm sure.
Here you go.
Just let it rip.
Here we go.
This one's for the Don and Mike audience.
Take all right.
Right, oh, God. No. See, he's leaving.
Nice seeing you guys.
No, Stephen. Stephen, please sit down.
God damn. See, that absolutely was the last straw.
I don't, you know what, I don't even know if I remember the words to this song. Literally, I haven't played it since that day.
Really?
I was just looking for a little filler, and I thought you might enjoy, you know, a song filled with bowling references.
Okay!
Dude, skip the second verse. Just go 1-3, 1-3. All right.
All right, forget that you know it's about bowling. Can you do that? That's supposed to be kind of a surprise. But
I love how many excuses you make. It's classic.
All right, here's the song. Right?
Well, we're waiting.
You watch me on your TV. Say that my job is easy.
At this point, you don't know what sport I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But you can't judge me till you walked a mile in my bowling shoes. Got a ball that's smooth and all black.
Uh-huh.
Favorite ball sack. Oh, yeah. Get a feeling in my soul as I finger every hole, and as I roll the ball, I cry. Let me bowl and let me die. I'm Almighty Malachi, the bowling god. The smell of rosin gets me high. Kiss those green pins goodbye. I'm Almighty Malachi, the bowling. Not a single man will try to beat Almighty Malachi. All who challenge me are slain. Come on, Bruce Pickle-Lane, Marshall Holman, Gary Dickens. Get in line for your ass kickings. John Petraglia, Norm Duke. You're so lame it makes me puke. Who among the Pro Bowl sector dares to don his wrist protector? Not that pussy Nelson Burton tells me that his wrist is hurting. Well, hey, Mark Roth, hey, Earl the Pearl. Are you scared to give the ball a hurl? How about Dick Weber and his son Pete? I'll turn the mother to cream of wheat. And as I roll the ball, I cry. Let me bowl, let me die. I'm Almighty Malachi, the bowling god. The smell of rosin gets me high. Kiss those pins goodbye. I'm Almighty Malachi, the the bowling.
Are there quills
right now? The bowling pin sound.
Oh, I thought you said you forgot some of the words, man.
I did.
Seems
yeah,
like you summed that up.
I was stunned by the number of bowling people you know.
Well, I did my research.
Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't even know there were that many.
I don't F around.
I obviously.
You know a little too much about bowling.
I know. Yeah.
Well, now we have it on tape.
Yeah. I just want to point out that even though I knew you were going to make fun of it, I gave it 110 goddamn percent.
You absolutely did.
I was going to acknowledge that. Your face was turning red.
There was no holding back on the vocals.
I sang the S out of that song.
That's right.
It's funny. That's all right.
It's Sally Kramer checking and saying, that is such a long way to go just to say ball sack.
who said that?
Sally Kramer.
Sally Kramer.
Yeah, that was
that was interesting.
She is aware of the line around which the entire song was built.
Right. John saying, forget the bowling balls, where are the ping pong balls? Not only is it bad, it's 7 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, some people don't know bowling as much as you do.
It's all right. I played it for the sole purpose of
don't worry about it.
Handing it to you on a silver effing platter.
You certainly don't have to make excuses.
Someone wants to know if you have a curling song.
I could update it.
It's just naming off all those professional curlers. Wouldn't that be something?
Those are real bowlers, by the way.
I didn't doubt it.
I know.
And there's some father and son team there.
Weber and Pete Weber. Yeah.
Really?
The Weber, yeah. I knew Anthony. Earl Anthony was in that song.
Earl Anthony.
Yeah, see?
Really?
Mm-hmm. He has one more in him, Ant.
Ah.
Well, now I'm raring to go.
Yeah.
Please.
I'm taking it. You don't want people yelling out for the bowling song tomorrow at the...
Actually, no.
Rascals.
You know, this is the odd thing. I know people, you know, you hate the song. I get tons of email about
that
song.
It's not that we hate the song.
From the one time it was played on your show.
We love the song.
It's on, Napster or Nutella or whatever, and people still...
We
ask me about
we
it.
We enjoyed the song there.
Bowlers from around the
not
world.
Not as much as... How we enjoyed you squirming, but we enjoyed the song.
It is funny.
Yes.
That's all right.
Come on.
Hey, it was my pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you.
What song was longer, that one or Alice's Restaurant?
Okay.
The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
All right, one
the
more.
The boat sprang a leak, and I'll tell you about every minute that it took to go down. About an hour went by, and an inch of water was filling the bilge rather quickly. Jesus Christ, how long? It was up to their knees after 6 hours. The men were starting to panic. Gee, I gotta take a nap. Tell me when the water gets up to their neck. Could you please?
I haven't got to the part where I say, Lake Gitche Gumee. Lake Gitche Gumee.
They patched up the leak and they thought it would hold, and it lasted another 12 hours. It did?
Oh, no.
Jeez. They could have swam home rather quickly.
All right, one more, Lynchy, or what?
Yeah, I got to go get my lyrics, though.
Ah.
Oh.
He didn't have them for the bowling song.
Oh, I did bring
all those names. There you go.
Rascals tomorrow night with Stephen Lynch in West Orange. See, I remembered.
West Orange tomorrow,
and Ocean Township the day after tomorrow.
That's right.
That would be Friday.
Is this about the strongman event?
Oh, God.
You know, there's people been talking a lot about heroes lately.
Yes, Stephen.
But bocce ball players are the true heroes.
Oh, God.
So I wrote a song about this. You know what, Ashley? I'm going to dedicate this song to Lil Gary.
Lil Gary. We say it with the apostrophe L-I-L.
Lil Gary.
Lil.
Like Abner.
Lil.
Okay, that's fine.
It's cuter that way, isn't it?
This one's for him.
I came down to the breakfast table, felt like I could cry. I tried so hard but wasn't able to look you in the eye. For I am feeling so much shame, yes, I have brought disgrace. Can tell I've soiled my good name by the look upon your face. Well, it seems last night you caught me spanking it. No use denying it. Well, I was really cranking it. It wasn't my fault, and it wouldn't be so bad if you could just forgive me and talk to me, Dad. Talk to me, Dad. No, I didn't hear you enter, no, I didn't hear the door. With my hand upon my member and my pants upon the floor. Now burnt into your brain is an image you despise. Like blood and guts and starving kids and Stevie Wonder's eyes. Well, it seems last night you caught me spanking it. No use denying it, I was really cranking it. Well, dry your eyes and don't be so sad. But I wouldn't use those tissues, they've already been had. Talk to me, Dad. Yeah, the look upon your face made my swollen gland diminish. So I said, could you close the door? I really want to finish. Now to Daddy, I'm ashamed and I completely understand. If you never want to hug again or even shake my hand. Well, it seems last night you caught me spanking it. No use denying it. Well, I was really cranking it. Well, please calm down and don't get mad. Just because it was your bed, it's not that bad. It's not that bad, not that bad. Talk to me, Dad. When I was only 17, you told me it was dirty. So it must be really creepy when your kid is pushing 30. But you cannot tell me, Dad, you've never had a whack at the thing that hangs below your belt and bumps into your sack. Well, it seems last night you caught me spanging it. No use denying it. Well, I was really cranking it. Now dry your eyes and don't be sad. But I wouldn't use those tissues, they've already been. Just because it was your bed, it's not that. Rascals in West Orange tomorrow night in Ocean Town Chip on Friday. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Stephen Lynch.
Marshall Holman, Gary Dickens, hitting line for your ass, kicking, jumping, track the unknown Duke. Your salami makes me puke.
All died on the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That one we're going to play many times.
Yes. There you go.
We got to take a quick break. We're running
right.
Stephen Lynch, always a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
He's hanging. We'll play a little bit of What Did We Learn?
Yes.
And that'll be it, I guess.
Very educational. Right? We're still stupid.
Well, if that's what it takes to get good ratings, we'll continue being stupid.
We don't care.
I've been expecting you to make exactly that asinine statement.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Theater of the Mindless.
How you guys doing? How you guys doing?
Goddamn.
My bad.
It's time to play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Yes.
I learned that Stephen Lynch will be at Rascals in West Orange tomorrow night.
Yeah!
That's a good one. And somewhere else the day
Ocean
after.
Ocean Township. Friday night.
Almack from Clifton. Today I learned Town Hall still isn't sold out.
Oh, God.
Just buy the tickets already. You know it's going to be a good show, and that means less plugging by the boys.
You're doing a town hall show?
Yeah, it's close, but not there yet.
Great venue, man.
Let's see. I guess we should go to the phones today because they have a lot of good live ones. Oh, yeah, here we go. Jake, what did you learn today?
Although the Boeing song sucked, it's the only song you can legitimately sing about ball sacks. Oh, they rule!
There you go. He had a punch out with some strength there.
He knew it wasn't going anywhere, so he tried to save his own little strength.
Gary, what's up?
I learned that why Bowling for Dollars went off the air.
Oh, my God.
David rules.
Look, I'm just plunking them down, Steven.
Hey,
I'm
you know
not,
what?
I'm
Kingpin, not... funny movie.
Oh, yes, there you yes. go.
The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski.
Great movie.
Why wasn't his name incorporated into the film?
That would have been. I wrote it decades before
the
that
Big
came
Lebowski.
Out.
Vito.
Oh, hey, what's up, boys?
Hey.
Hey, Special Ed still there?
Oh, Lynch?
Lynch is here, yeah.
Yeah.
He's there. Hey, Lynch,
yeah.
You know a good way you cut about 6 minutes out of your show?
Oh, yeah.
Later, boys.
I'm just
playing. Wait, I didn't get an answer.
Well.
Oh, the bowling song.
Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got two things. First, yeah. the first thing is Martha's husband doesn't know how to spell bullet.
Right.
And the second thing is I'm going to go see what my mom's aunt tastes like.
Oh, he was close.
Very, very. I think he meant bunt cake. We just couldn't hear cake.
That was a little close.
He said his mom's bunt cake.
Steve, what's going on? Steve.
I learned that Joey Pizon is not from Tel Aviv.
7777777.
All right, very good. Let's go to Tom. Tom, what's up?
Hey, guys. I learned a couple of things.
Yeah?
I learned that Nelson Burton has a bad wrist. And I also learned, the New York audience learned, how important that little extra is on those live reads.
What do you mean?
Well, the VIP thing.
The VIP spot.
Oh, there you
bye-bye.
Go.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Butters from Framingham, Mass. Said he learned it's the time of the show where Ben goes crazy.
Oh, you see how many times he's looked up at the clock?
Oh, he's crazy. Like, this is the part of the show. Because he has to time everything out. He goes crazy.
We might have to put a camera on Ben. Have Steve film him. Because this is the best part of the show.
Oh, where he starts looking at the clock out going, bang, 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 bang. I'm crazy. Bang, bang.
And everyone can feel it in the room. Ben's like, he starts pacing.
Ben's looking. Look at the paper he hands out to everybody.
Look at him.
Out at. He's got the out at time. 6:50.
And we know this is not the real time, that we could go a little later.
We can screw with it a little.
Look, Ben's like, no, that's the real time.
No, that's the real time.
They
you know Ben is starting to go, all right, maybe I'll just say this. I'll push it back a little.
Right.
Look at him.
Look
so
at
now
him.
We know he got like 30 seconds more,
we're
right,
on
Ben?
To your tricks. And we also know you guys F with that clock.
Ben, do you cut? Ben, do you jab us 30 seconds a day now?
Yes, he does.
Always. I have to because he won't.
That's just for that. We're going to 6:51.
I got
6:51. I don't know what time it is.
I think a lot of.
Ben, do you chew us down 30 seconds?
Did I hear chew?
I love to see people squirm, man.
Yeah.
And I know that when he writes this down, if I go to like a minute past, it drives him nuts.
Oh, I know.
And it just makes me very happy.
He's got
inside.
Everything timed out.
But look at that clock.
That clock's retarded.
You use these digital clocks.
No, I know, but they thought they could trick us by fixing that clock.
Well, that was Pete's trick.
That was Pete's trick.
Ben, how long did it take you before you started chopping time off of our out time on the paper you give us?
Probably a week into syndication.
What a dastardly trick.
All right, Keith from Jersey learned a lot. He learned Candy is a trooper. Hunter fears Stalker Patty.
Yes.
After the Osbournes, MTV will have the Sheens and the Richards. And he learned something about parenting, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wander around on lithium and drink Diet Cokes.
No.
Sheep lover, I learned today, Polish purple is green. Always funny.
Paul from Center Reach learned that WrestleMania is prevented by sour Skittles. Bastard F.
Let's go to Michael. Michael, what did you learn today? Michael?
Mike.
Yeah, hi. I learned that Mel Karmazin is Dean Wormer.
He walked into our office. Clang, 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 clang. The bottles all went away.
That was very good. Chris, what's up?
How you guys doing?
All right.
How you doing?
I learned about bowling.
Hey, yeah, that's it.
We all learned a lot about bowling today.
A little too much about bowling.
Okay.
Norton rules.
Thank you, sir.
All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, what did you learn today?
Hey, I learned that Triple H can only spank guys in character.
That's
long live hollow ground.
In character like Mr. Amos uses.
Yeah. Okay.
Ben, look at him. He's glancing. All right,
then we have to be out in 30 seconds.
30
right?
seconds, which you know means like a minute and a half.
No, not that much.
Yeah.
Look at him. Kevin from DC learned something, Anthony.
Yeah.
The phrase, we don't want to burn you out, is code for get the F off the radio.
My bad.
These listeners are
my
hilarious.
Bad. Suck it, you stupid faggot.
Lynch, we don't want to.
And how you say.
We don't want to burn me out?
No, thanks, Opie. I appreciate it. I'll remember that next week at Governor's in Levittown.
Right.
And, Gotham in Manhattan. Call for showtimes.
All right.
Don't forget the job tonight, 9:30.
Oh, it's now time to leave.
Oh, look at that. We're 10 seconds over. Ben's little time he drew on the paper.
Creed from Island Park. I learned the facts of life is the inspiration for Lynch songs.
Look, he starts effing with the board. He's like fading things off. He's all ready to go. Look at him freaking out.
Let's see what else we want to read.
God, we got to tape this. We got to videotape
awkward
him.
Awkward silence from Mass learned. For some reason, Canadians get American shows such as The Job before Americans do.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we want to read here?
Oh, what about this one?
Let's see. It's not going to work today, Jim. Struff from Boston. I learned today, Rerun did a movie after What's Happening.
Nice.
And strippers in New York City now seem to have some morals after 9/11.
He threw his hands up. He threw his hands up.
And now
that's
going,
it. Whatever, Ben.
And now he's saying, I don't care, which
I don't
means
care.
We know.
Yeah.
We know we're getting to him.
No, go ahead. Keep going. Do whatever you want. It's your show.
It's your show now. Now he's punching out of the program.
Now he's making us feel guilty.
All right. We do have to go.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you.